HIV. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
All right, so we're going to find out how we are doing in terms of discussion of issues. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Story List. You know, I always do this myself. Let's give it a whirl. Let's have, how about Jay, you go through the people list, and Victoria, you do the story list, okay? That shouldn't always
be
me. Yeah, Jennifer can watch. All right, so.
Take a nap.
All right. Victoria, go through the story list, please.
Okay. So am I doing 10 to 1?
Is that how
you
want to
do it? Okay. Yeah, at number 10, at number 10 this week on the Talker's story list is election security and the Arizona election audit, which actually I don't really think got a lot of attention this week.
But, no, it didn't.
At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, so that includes China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. Number 8, the Giuliani raid. Rudy's been in the headlines a lot this week, including his neighbor, who has kind of stole the show from him. Number 7, climate change and the education crisis. Not the same thing, but holding number 7 together. Number 6, southern border crisis and immigration reform. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, police reform. Also in holding that number 4 spot, gun control, the Supreme Court concealed weapons case. That's a big one that made a lot of headlines this week. Number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives. Number 2, Biden's speech this week, the Washington Party politics, which should probably always be on that list. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the crisis of COVID in India.
All right. Great job going through the story list, which, by the way, you can find at talkers.com, and you can also find it on our social media at DJV Show. All right. So, Jay in charge of social media, also in charge of the people list. What's that look like?
All right, so number 10, Vladimir Putin is on the list, followed by number 9, Boris Johnson. Like Victoria said with the stories, number 8, Rudy Giuliani. I feel like there should be an addendum to include his quintessential Upper East Side neighbor witness to the account
totally.
Who had everybody was talking about. So strongly. Number 7, Andrew Brown Jr. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Tim Scott. And coming in at number 1, Joe Biden.
All right. Jennifer, Donald Trump's not on the people list. How come?
Because he shouldn't be. Why would he be on the people list right now?
No, I'm just asking the question. Don't be so defensive.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's a surprise that he's not on the people list because he's, you know, for the most part, kind of hanging out. I mean, his news this week, though, is that he did an interview and said that he's 100% considering 2024 and that he would be considering looking at Ron DeSantis as a running mate. I think that would be a pair I'd be super excited about.
He ditched Mike Pence.
He's been offering Mike Pence for the last, since he got out of office.
He hasn't said anything, other than that he was disappointed. He hasn't said anything bad about Mike Pence, but I definitely don't think anybody thinks that that ticket will continue on for another 4 years. I think Trump would probably pick someone else.
I don't think anybody thinks that with Trump's name on it, it will continue for another 4 years, but that's...
Well, I think DeSantis
has been pretty clear about that. So have other people waiting to see if Trump jumps in, I think it'll be a much smaller field. If he doesn't, then game on. I think there'll be a lot of Republicans in the race.
Yeah. Okay. Let's. Hello. We just got a new president. We're already starting to work on breaking down the system for another 4 years. Let's give it a rest, if you please. You mentioned, as I look through this list here, I guess maybe what I was asking myself as you read it, Jay, who would I like to see not on the list? Of all those names, what is there? I mean, I'm thinking about, I would like them to kind of disappear, like Bad Vlad. I wish somebody would just push them into a hole somewhere and see what they would come up with for new leadership in Russia.
Well, Navalny tried, but, you know, he's now starving to death.
Right. Another one I'd like to see disappear is Boris Johnson. I think he's the most useless excuse for a leader. I know, Victoria, you'd probably say Netanyahu is, but Boris Johnson.
Oh,
is
no, I have plenty of room for people who should be on that list of useless empty suits. Boris Johnson's definitely an empty suit. He made the news this week though, because, you know, he's under investigation for using campaign funds to redo his apartment or something. So.
Right.
You could call him
and tell him about it, because one of the other stories this week is that his phone number has been online for 15 years.
Well, he went back to doing a midday show on WABC in New York, and he was only off for one day, the day that they raided his
Boris
apartment.
Johnson?
He was on the air.
Boris Johnson?
Rudy Giuliani.
We're talking about Boris Johnson.
Oh, I was ahead of you. I was thinking about Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
I'm for moving off of Boris Johnson. No, he's not doing anything on the radio and probably never would. But Rudy's got a midday show. I forget what time. I think it's on from noon to one, but I'm not sure. On WABC, and so he went to that. He just did the show this week, the program. And,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't. This is good conversation, actually. That kind
of
stuff.
I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to see what he would say.
Absolutely.
I think he criticize WABC's coverage of what happened to him. I think I saw that headline somewhere.
The most notable thing is that he had Hunter Biden's hard drive in his apartment, and he went to the FBI. He said, "Do you guys want to take this?" And they refused to take it. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, no, they did take it eventually. That was a couple years ago.
No. Rudy Giuliani this week said that he had more evidence on Hunter Biden. He had more emails put on a hard drive, and he said, "Here, do you want to take this?" And the FBI refused to take it. So,
did they refuse saying no?
It tells you about the motivation there.
Or did they say, "No, we don't want that"? Yeah. Well, it could be in part. All right. So let's see. Who else do I wish wasn't on this list? From my point of view, anyway, Nancy Pelosi, I wish she'd go away. Fauci, I wish he'd go away. Definitely, I wish Kamala Harris would go away.
I wish that we got to the point where we didn't need
Dr. Fauci
anymore.
Yeah, but why don't we talk about these important people and just set, instead of a wish list of who you'd like to eliminate from the planet? Of all the people in the stories on this list, just to get back to biz for a little bit, Tim Scott, I think, has a really important story to tell this week. Tim Scott's a senator from South Carolina, and he provided the rebuttal, or if you call it the response, or a Republican response to the first
2-hour drama fest on Wednesday,
congressional address by Joe Biden. And so
It's an extremely difficult job, no matter who you are in that position, because typically it's always awkward, right? Usually whoever the president is gets to sit in front of a big auditorium full of people. That was not Joe Biden's story this time around, but typically you have a lot of interaction, a lot of back and forth, and so then you have some poor schlub who's been chosen to give the response, and they have to sit in front of a camera with a flagpole in the background, and, you know, it's not quite the same thing. And in fact, it's pushed people's careers back in some cases. I mean, Marco Rubio can never shake that awkward lunge for a water bottle when he was giving his response when he was seen as one of the rising stars of the Republican Party. So Tim Scott comes in, gives this phenomenal speech that connected with people. I mean, he almost became more of the story than Joe Biden because of this speech. And the response from people on the left and people on Twitter, they started calling him an Uncle Tim. So apparently it's okay to be racist when you are a well-to-do white person talking about a black Republican. And Twitter refused to take down people calling him an Uncle Tim, even though obviously we know the word is an Uncle Tom, but they're doing a play on his name. And they didn't take it down for hours and hours and hours. It took about 12, 16 hours for them to take down the hashtag.
Why does that surprise you? Well, that shouldn't surprise you.
But the thing, because he said in his response, which makes no sense, he said, "I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives," and then like a few minutes later, he goes, "Oh well, America's not a racist country." So like, kind of like, well, which is it?
America is not. Look, when people say systemically racist, it doesn't mean there aren't racist people. I mean, I think that's what I always try to say here.
Good distinction.
That's what he was saying there, and he was taken apart. Joy Reid on MSNBC went after him and said that she was disappointed and disgusted by his speech. And what he was referring to is that, and I think it was the Washington Post. If not, it was the New York Times. I think it was the Washington Post. Went after him and said that he wasn't really, he didn't really suffer because, you know, one of his lines is that in a lifetime, his grandfather went from cotton to him being in Congress. So he said from cotton to Congress in a lifetime. That story should be told everywhere to uplift people who think there is no chance because they have been held back. But instead, people poo all over that story, including one of these writers who said, well, that's not really the case because way back in his lineage, one of his family members owned property. Are you kidding me? You're a white person who is now saying that this black person doesn't have credibility anymore? I mean,
but you're not supposed to have credibility. If you're a Republican and you're black, you have no credibility with the traditional news media, especially the likes of MSNBC. Can I tell you something? I've heard Tim Scott's name bandied about for quite a long time. I never knew he was black until 2 minutes ago when I Googled him. I would never have been able to. I didn't watch the thing after. I didn't watch Biden.
You should watch his speech.
Watch
his speech
thing.
Was the best part of the whole thing.
But my point is that it didn't make any difference to me. And it ought not to make any, it isn't. I know that's the way it should be versus the way it is, but I'm pretty knowledgeable about what's going on in the country, if I do say so myself. And the fact that I didn't know that guy, because I've listened and I've seen quotes from him, and yeah, some of it has been about race and stuff, but not a lot of it. It doesn't seem to drive his life, but it seems to drive everybody else's life. That would drive him crazy if he doesn't fit into the mold of
it's
whatever.
It's just instructive that the people who like to call people racist are the real racists themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the background, we're all wishing Phil McGeehan, who is our producer in our main studio in Washington, happy birthday, because he doesn't want to be wished a happy birthday. So I'll throw my happy birthday in Phil as well. Happy birthday to Phil.
Give you this, it beats the alternative.
Right, exactly. And it's a, like 60-second birthday or something. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello. I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, it's 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Review with the ladies and the gentlemen who are on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Now, normally in our hours on the air, the DJV program takes this portion of the program to focus on what's trending. And, Jay, we have a lot of listener comments on the Biden address. You want to go through some of them for us, please?
Yes. Jeff Tolton said he didn't watch. Apparently, from what we're hearing, he did. Typical response, conservatives.
Was it like the viewership for the Oscars?
That seems about right.
Mm-hmm. He got more viewers than the Oscars, but it was pretty low.
Okay. Conservatives are critical. Libs thought it was the greatest speech ever. Brian Williams is salivating. Yeah. Kathy Bates, not that Kathy Bates, adds, it was nice to hear a president speak without putting others down or calling people names.
You know it's not that Kathy Bates. You don't know that it's not that.
It's Kathy with an I.
Oh, okay.
K-A-T-H-I.
I'm going to trust Jay on this
It would
one.
Be pretty
yeah,
cool,
not
right?
be Kathy Bates.
Yeah, all right.
And Karen Ingberg adds, he loves failure. His VP is failing at the border, so he awards her by putting her in charge of the economy. The whole thing is a joke and the reason why no one watched.
Hmm. Well, maybe his personality has part to do with why people don't watch, which is too bad, because he had some important things to say, whether you agree or don't agree with him. He had some, there were, I think, three main points there, and he tried to make them. I think that to give him 2 hours for that was kind of nonsensical, though.
Well, it was 65 minutes, and I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot of appetite for people. I mean, Biden's not my guy, clearly. If you listen to this program often, you'll know that. But I think it's important for people to watch. I mean, you have to, I don't know. I feel like everybody thinks they're so politically motivated right now. We use it to separate ourselves. You can't use it to separate yourself and then not pay attention to what the other side is saying. I can
get the cliff notes afterwards, because a lot of it is the same old yada yada.
You're not a very political person, though, to be honest. So you're not the ones that I'm talking about. It's the people who, you know, think that they're pundits, and then they're going crazy online, and they're like, did you watch everything?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or people who get their information from others sharing their opinion. It's like, stop taking opinion as fact. Watch it yourself. Do your own
That's
research.
A very good point. Let's repeat that. Stop taking opinion as fact. That's fabulous.
It's hard to recognize now because of the media.
It's sure good.
It
exactly.
is. All the more reason we need to be watching these ourselves.
Okay. So you've taken me to the woodshed. Thank you very much. Let's get some listener comments on the possibility of having better trained police and maybe perhaps having we set out with a couple of questions. So what do we get for comments on that, Jay?
It is a heavy question for sure. Annette Bleach says the damage is already done. The suggestion of the importance of better training should have been addressed years ago. Billy Cummings adds, we need better training of young people. Don't run, don't resist, cooperate with police. This would go a long way towards stopping the problem.
All right, if people are following Twitter, where do they go? How do they follow us on social media?
At DJ V Show across the board, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right, so there's a picture that's made the rounds of Ms. Maxwell's black eye. Is she getting beaten up? What was the? Is there some theory as to how she got the black eye?
She's claimed that she doesn't know how she got it. She didn't even realize she had one until she caught her reflection in a nail clipper. One of the theories is that
caught her reflection in a nail clipper?
Yes, because she doesn't have access to a mirror.
I
want to
know how you hold your nail clipper up to your eyes and you can see yourself in it. I want to
know
how
why you
do
have
that.
A nail clipper in prison.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Why does she have a nail clipper? Well, one of the theories is that all of those light checks, like she's being checked on every 15 minutes, like she's on suicide watch, even though her lawyer says she doesn't need to be. And that light, she's rolling up socks or something and putting them on her eyes.
She doesn't need to be on suicide watch. She needs to have somebody watching who's going to come in there to kill her like
exactly.
they killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
You're worried
but
about.
Yeah, so she's being checked on every 15 minutes. They're doing breathing checks every 15 minutes.
A shiv in her side will take about 15 seconds. I don't worry about 15 minutes. All right, food for thought as we continue. 28 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the Inside Track Radio Talk, the News Talk Countdown, if you will, from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 26th to the 30th. The charts, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We're talking about things that are on the list, but there's a countdown extra that we should talk about, what happened in Israel. Jennifer, you want to go over that, please?
Yeah, this one is really a crazy story. According to Israelis' medical officials, they say that a stampede broke out during the Jewish religious festival of Lag BaOmer. Omar, and I'm sorry for murdering that. Unfortunately, it's very hard to pronounce. Yeah. But it's in the country's northern region. It killed 44 people, injured 150. It's one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, and it occurred at Mount Meron. The event attracted tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. The stampede started when some revelers tripped. This wasn't terror. This wasn't some criminal attack. This was someone just accidentally, people tripping and falling on the steps, which created dozens more to fall, almost this wave of bodies falling on one another. The New York Times estimated that about 100,000 people were at this event. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called the incident a terrible disaster. And a lot of people horrified, the survivors of this. If you look at the video, and they are floating online, the people, social distancing not in play. Remember, Israel is pretty well done with the COVID crisis, and not that the ultra-Orthodox camp would probably care about that. They are packed in. And so for a group of people to fall, you can understand how this became so deadly so fast. I mean, the bodies just alone packed into this,
I've actually walked up the steps. This is a very, very steep climb. It's a long step process, and it's narrow. So I can imagine this is kind of like the Semitic tribes. The Israelis are a Semitic tribe, as are the Muslims, and they tend to want to celebrate the Orthodox wing, if you will, of both groups wants to, you hear every year about the pilgrimage to Hajj. There are a lot more people involved. Those are millions of people that go every year miracles supposedly are performed there. But the followers, I don't know. I was trying to find some correlation to it in Christianity, and I can't at the moment, where there is a huge, I can think of something like South by Southwest, but that's not a religious.
Isn't that sad? Right?
No. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so it's something that'll,
the sad
sure.
thing, I mean, just to add, to make this even more tragic, obviously the loss of life is just tragic no matter what, but they feel that there were a lot of kids as they're going through this
who were victimized. And they're not just Israelis, they're from all over the world, frankly. Okay, so there's that to add to our list of things compiled by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com or also on, as Jay suggested, any of our social media Facebook pages and our website. The people list included number 7, Andrew Brown. There is a lot of focus on his killing in North Carolina by sheriff's deputies being scrutinized now. So what happens, I guess, what does happen now? He was shot, wasn't he? He was driving away and he got shot in the back of the head, if I remember
The story is changing, and so this is the problem, and it's a problem we've talked about, I think, on the DJV show for a while, and that is that the police department was very silent in releasing information, which allowed the attorneys, Ben Crump and others, who have really started to make a living out of representing these families of people who've been shot by police. And so they came out and said that he was executed by police and that the shot in the back of the head was the fatal one that killed him and that he was just trying to get away. Well, now, finally, the police are starting to leak. They're leaking out their side of the story. Their side of the story is that he had used his car. This is someone who was wanted. The police were trying to serve a warrant on him. He had a very long rap sheet, a lot of drug charges, a lot of selling. He was a drug dealer. And He was using his car to drive at officers. Now, if that's the case, that would make sense as to why officers would deploy their weapon. If that is not the case, then officers have a lot to explain. Nobody knows because
he was shot in the back of the head. He shot 5 times, the arm and other things.
But they're saying
he was rolling over
police officers.
But see, right, and see, now that account has actually been disputed now by witnesses saying that cops, he was backing out of the driveway, cops were already shooting through his front windshield, and then he didn't come in contact with cops and that they had already shot him. So, I don't know. The story keeps changing.
We need to see a timeline, and we need to get the body cam. And unfortunately, we have body cams for a reason, to protect civilians and to protect officers, right, so that there is at least some accountability.
Both. It's two-way street.
And truth. It's for both. Yeah. I mean, if I were an officer, I'd be having that body cam going all the time because
right, so
I wouldn't want anybody to pin something on
me. Let's fast forward to what happened in Chicago this week where another black man was shot in the back. His name was Anthony Alvarez, shot from behind by a police officer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. So the people in Chicago now, at least some of the talk radio hosts or some people involved in public opinion, have been talking about whether it ought to be legal or illegal to shoot suspects in the back, no matter what. And so with both Mr. Brown and this circumstance.
That's a problem.
Alvarez?
I mean, yes, he was armed. And, you know, I think it's cheap, honestly, that this one story comes out of Chicago when it involves a police officer. When black men, particularly, are being killed in the 10s and 20s and 30s every single weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to care about that because it's the wrong narrative, because it's black people killing other black people. We should be caring about life. And whether it's a police officer or it's another gang member on the street of Chicago, we should care about those black people who are dying. And it seems like nobody does until it's officer involved, because they want to try to perpetuate this narrative that black people are being hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I find it pretty cheap.
All right. Number one this week on the story list, I think we need to spend some time talking about the updates when it comes to COVID-19. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the DJV program this week. And this hour is an ancillary piece for the DJV listeners and also for the folks listening to the Talk Radio Countdown show. It's an accompanying hour so that we all have a chance to specifically talk about these things that are on the list. So one of the things, Victoria, was the encouragement coming on the airwaves on radio or television. I guess I'm wondering whether people have seen or heard these spots and whether or not they're effective, encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. Because the numbers seem to be petering off. There's a solid group of about 35% of the population that says, I'm not getting the shots, period, end of story. You can talk to me until I'm blue in the you're blue in the face. It isn't going to make any difference. So will these commercials, will these items that are all over the place have an impact on people?
Well, they're aiming, you know, the PSAs on YouTube and things like that, they're aiming for a younger demographic, 18 to 34, because in a lot of places, like in Michigan, where, you know, which has become a hot spot again, they're seeing a lot of hospitalizations of younger people. And that was not the case a year ago. So, they're trying to reach a younger demographic, and I don't know. We'll see. Social media is pretty powerful when it comes to influencing younger people. So we'll see if it works. And we won't know probably for a few weeks if it's
going to be effective. The administration needs to do a better job. I mean, the problem is that, remember, they were the ones who were questioning the efficacy of the vaccine at the beginning. Remember, Kamala Harris said, I'm not going to do anything that Trump creates. I'm not going to do any of that. Now they're trying to promote this vaccine, and they're doing it still wearing their masks and still social distancing. I think the visualization of Biden giving his address to Congress and having Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi in masks behind them when the CDC said you don't need to wear masks if you're vaccinated, which both of them
are. That's outdoors, not indoors.
Indoors in small groups of people. If you've been vaccinated,
well, that's
CDC guidelines. It spread out in a chamber of 1,600. And so the thing is, if you want people to do it, you're going to have to say that they can get back to a normal life. Otherwise, why are they going to do it? Why would anyone take the risk with their health if they still have to wear a mask and they can't be around their family? And so I think the messaging has got to change, that the path to normalcy starts here. And I think Rand Paul's right. Burn the dang mask, Joe. Burn the masks on TV and say, this is what will happen if you get vaccinated. But they don't want to do it. Control.
All right. So now the folks at Pfizer are rolling out a more manageable vaccine presentation. I guess that's what it is, right? Minimum order size that goes to medical providers, hospitals, doctors' offices, that sort of thing.
This is actually a great thing. They said that the number one request that they've been getting is for a smaller package size. So you don't have to buy 1,100 and some doses. You can actually now get 400 or whatever at a time, which means that, you know, hopefully the vaccines won't have to just be thrown out at the end of the day or after they've been, you know, no longer refrigerated. So, and a lot of people trust their own doctors, and this is giving the doctors some control too, where they can actually talk to their patients and say, look, I've got the vaccine right here. It's very effective. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are, actually all three, the numbers are showing consistently they are incredibly effective. So, you know, maybe some people need some convincing from their own doctor. Maybe it'll help.
You know, I was looking back at an overview of what happened when Ebola started back, 2008 or something, when it started in Nigeria and how it was shut down so quickly. And I guess the question after looking back or remembering some of the things that went on around Ebola and SARS too, to a certain extent, is how much more quickly it was dealt with, not just here, but all around the world. Why it took so long.
Never left Africa, right? There was,
yeah, no, I mean, never, no.
By and
never,
large, it
right,
didn't.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah, well.
So how, I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
That was the criticism against Trump and the way that he handled it.
Well,
and
but
wanted
it even goes deeper than that. You know,
well,
back to the Chinese government and the fact that they didn't tell anybody about it until months and months and months and months and months after the fact, after it was developed in the lab and got loose. That's the, you know, that the onus is on them. On the Talk Radio Countdown, the stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com, also at djvshow.com. At number 10, election info, security, what's going on in Arizona with the audit. Number 9, our foreign policy relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, etc. And number 8 is what happened to Giuliani in his house in New York, the raid there. Number 7, education, climate change sort of wrapped into one. The southern border situation, that is immigration problems. Number 6, race problems, 5. Police problems, 4. Economic problems, 3. The Biden speech on Wednesday night, number 2. And the usual number 1, or it has been certainly for a long time, appropriately so, the various variants, if you will, vaccines and numbers and that sort of thing with regard to COVID. That's the story list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. For that, it seems to me, very clearly. 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking out some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Baking's her love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit, that's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
Those are 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Here's the people list from Talkers. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. Boris Johnson is at 9. Rudy Giuliani, never boring, 8. The story of Andrew Brown Jr. and some of the other stories about a black man being shot by the police falling into number 7. Dr. Fauci is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy, focus, I guess, on Florida, they're number 4. Kamala Harris, the vice president, is 3. Tim Scott, the senator, who gave the sort of rebuttal to Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday night, is at number 2. Got a lot of attention. I think a lot of people didn't even know who he was before this. And number 1 this week is Joe Biden, as you might expect, absent from the list for obvious reasons, but yet to the dismay of some who love him, Donald Trump not on the top 10 list this week. That's the list, however, from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi, let's get at it here. As time is getting short, the Arizona election audit, what's that all about? That's number 10 in the story list. Somebody want to give us a quick update on that, Jen?
Victoria? Yeah, this is the state of Arizona recounting their votes. And
isn't that what Trump wanted them to do?
Yeah. And they're doing it. And depending on this,
they're violating their own state constitution, so I don't know how far this is going
to
go.
The judges, though, have ruled in favor of this going on, and they're ruling to protect it. So I don't know. We're going to see.
What's the point? Trump's not going to get to be a president, so why waste time and money?
Some people believe it. Is Trump getting reelected in July or something?
Those people are crazy. And those people have been thinking that he's going to be elected in April. Yeah. And, I don't know how it happens, but whatever, it somehow happens. But no, the real story is, and the reason I think it's important, is because we need to see if there was any problem. Look, people need to be assured that our system is working. And so if this gives people that assurance, I say, who's afraid of doing it? I mean, no one should be afraid of transparency. I mean, if there's nothing to see, then there'll be
nothing to see. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. All right, so ladies, that was good. We touched on most everything here in one way or another. Some of this stuff becomes, even though it's on the list every week, there's not a whole lot new. We touched on the new good stuff here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to count down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. She's not a part of the Talker staff, but she's pretty good at counting from 1 to 5 or backwards. Actually, I'm the one who counts backwards. See, I show a little extra initiative. You always do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Victoria. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, with that in mind, let us start at number 5 and find out what HBO Max is doing.
HBO Max has a new ad support tier that will be $9.99 per month. So this is going to be a nice cheaper version of HBO Max for people who don't want to spring for $15 a month, which they're at the top end of that price point, and so a lot of people, HBO Max has actually gotten so many subscribers. A big push was last December when Wonder Woman 1984, which was terrible, but anyway, they got a lot of people to sign up for that. Leading up to that release, because you could watch it at home, and we were one of those people. We're one of those households, and we basically just kept HBO Max, which is what they're counting on. So we pay $15 a month. There are no ads, but the new one, the new tier, is really going after the customer who is just reluctant to want to spend that much. So the $9.99 tier is going to launch in June, and it will have a few big differences. It will have it won't have the same day theatrical releases that, you know, movies like Dune and The Matrix 4, which are coming out. You will not get that unless you've got the premium tier, but you'll get other things like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Euphoria, and all of that will be without commercials. So it's actually a pretty good deal for $9.99 a month if you want to look into HBO Max. HBO Max, like all the other streamers, are now doing a lot of their own original programming, so it's just kind of becoming, we're all very much in, you know, we're swimming through the deep waters of adding more bills to our bottom line every month. But, you know, they're up against Disney Plus and Netflix and Apple TV Plus, and now Discovery has a whole thing, Discovery Plus. Everybody's got a plus. So HBO Max will be a lot cheaper coming, you know, in June.
To extract a little more money from all of you.
Yep.
All right, number four, let's see what Amazon is up to.
Amazon wants to make grocery deliveries more convenient and protect them from theft and bad weather by bringing them straight into customers' garages. So here's how it works. First, you need a compatible smart or Wi-Fi-enabled garage door opener, which a lot of people actually have. The key by Amazon, it's an Amazon app, and it allows you to remotely open up your garage. And so if you are a Prime member, you can shop from Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh groceries online, and then just hit key delivery at checkout, and you can follow your groceries in real time, which is convenient. And then Amazon grants the drivers one-time access through the device to open up your garage. They put your groceries in, they close the door behind them, and then you're notified when the delivery has been made. This is similar to what Walmart has already been doing. Amazon's a little bit behind on this one, but Amazon's banking really big in the grocery sector for the next few years, and because of the pandemic, so many people started shopping online for groceries. They didn't want to go into the store. Amazon and Instacart are both banking that people are really addicted to that now, and that they're going to continue to shop online for groceries.
Number three.
Twitter has apologized for accidentally sending out emails asking users to confirm your Twitter account. A lot of people thought that this was spam or some sort of a hack. It's not. It's actually just a mistake that Twitter made. So you are safe if you got one of these emails. You don't have to worry about, you know, cybersecurity or anything like that in this instance. They said if you receive one of the emails, you don't need to confirm your account. You can disregard the message, delete it. You'll be okay. But, you know, Twitter, obviously when you get an email like this, all of us immediately become very suspicious. So it was not a phishing scam. It's just a mistake.
YouTube has announced or is putting out announcements encouraging you to get a vaccination. How's that working?
As we know, vaccinations have dropped off. People who really wanted to get a vaccine have basically figured out how to get them. And now, between the ages of 18 and 34, Americans are not really getting vaccinated in the numbers where they need to be. So YouTube has launched a series of public service announcements, calling it the first chapter of a partnership with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And so Facebook is also doing this. Twitter is trying to prompt people into getting vaccines as well.
All right, number one this week.
Washington, D.C.'s police department has confirmed its servers have been breached after hackers began leaking its data online. This is just another mess. They had a huge ransom. The police didn't want to pay it. Now the Justice Department and the FBI are involved, and cybersecurity remains the biggest threat, I think, to our government agencies.
All right, there they are. Top five items this week from technology, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from Asus lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Corporate wokeism is facing a growing backlash because it's out of touch with Americans. That's the opinion of Wall Street guru Charles Murazi, who warns businesses alienating over half their customer base is bad for business. A recent Rasmussen poll found 37% of Americans are less likely to buy Coke products since that company took a position on Georgia voting laws. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network recently, Murazi says he doesn't think the current state of wokeness, though, will last forever.
We might slip for a little while. We might be fooled for short periods of time. But over the long term, the American people are a people that love freedom, that defend freedom, especially freedom of speech, and there will be a backlash.
A new NPR PBS poll found nearly 60% of U.S. voters say businesses should not be involved in political, social, or cultural issues. Three people are dead, more than two dozen others hospitalized after a boat capsized and broke apart just off the San Diego coast this morning. Happened around 10:30 off the Point Loma area. One person was rescued from a cliff. 22 others managed to make it to shore on their own. Senator Mitt Romney was booed yesterday at the beginning of his speech at the Utah Republican Party's organizing convention.
Video of the speech published by the Salt Lake Tribune captured the crowd cheering loudly just as he asks the crowd what they felt about President Biden's first 100 days in office. While some attendees are seen standing and applauding, loud boos can also be heard. The boos became louder after Romney, a frequent critic of former President Trump, suggested that he wasn't a fan of Mr. Trump's character issues. During the convention, the Utah GOP narrowly voted against a resolution to censor Romney, according to a vote tally published by KUTV news reporter Michael Locklear. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Check out more news and read the best analysis at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $200,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If your mortgage rate is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could save you money and get you the cash you need with a cash-out refi. Chances are your home has gained a ton of equity this past year. Turn that equity into cash to pay high-interest credit card debt, do home improvements, or to put money away for a rainy day. Don't wait for interest rates to go up. The time to refi is now, while rates are still low. Take cash out and get a low interest rate at the same time. Cash Call Mortgage may be able to lower your mortgage rate and get you cash from your home's equity. Call now and we'll even cover the title, escrow, and appraisal fees to save you more money. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
SpaceX has delivered four astronauts back to Earth, making the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot. The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle early this morning, about 6.5 hours after departing the International Space Station. Hans Konigsmann is a senior advisor of flight reliability for SpaceX, says everything went to plan.
This was the first nighttime landing since Apollo 8. And I think it worked great. The lighting was good. There was no additional traffic. The weather was just super, and the wind conditions were just perfect.
The astronauts, three American, one Japanese, spent nearly 6 months at the orbiting lab. They flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from Florida in November. SpaceX delayed their homecoming 4 days because of high offshore winds. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. D.C. statehood? Not so fast.
Democrats' quest to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state has hit a big roadblock in the form of a fellow Democrat. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, said he opposed Congress alone creating the new state, and he believes, like Republicans have argued, that statehood for the nation's capital needs to be done through a constitutional amendment. Patrick Foss reporting.
Minneapolis police say in the year since George Floyd's death and the ensuing protests, the city recorded its second highest number of homicides ever, 83. In 1995, that number was 97. Officials say in 2020, there were 5,246 violent crimes. So far this year, they see an upward trend, 1,398 cases already on the books, and 24 of those are homicides. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A really big show, Michael. Is it a big show this week or not?
It's a very big shoe.
Very big shoe. We come from the era of Ed Sullivan, and that was the reference. So for people under 40 who don't, maybe even people under 50, don't have a clue as to who Ed Sullivan was. That was one of the great things as kids growing up. We always watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, right? Had all those
everybody
big acts.
Everybody listening to this broadcast has heard
yes.
of Ed Sullivan.
Ah, okay. That's good
I do not believe that there's one person listening to this broadcast that does not
one.
Know. Not one, I mean, unless it's a child in the back seat of the car or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no adult person listening to this broadcast is, talk radio listeners are informed. Ed Sullivan's not that long ago. He pops up in references all the time. And the reason I said it was because when you said a really big show, that was an Ed Sullivan line.
Yes.
And he of course pronounced it shoe.
Shoe.
So they would say a really big shoe.
Shoe.
Was a joke. Now people may not know that, but they certainly know Ed Sullivan. I think.
It's kind
There's
of a
anybody
punchline,
out there that
it?
Doesn't know Ed Sullivan, they should send us a note and explain
right.
how.
Yeah.
George Washington was before all of our time, but I'm not afraid to refer to him, are you?
We know who he is. And Abraham right. Lincoln. But do you know who President Polk was?
Yeah. Polk, James Polk was one of my favorite presidents. Him and
was he?
Millard Fillmore.
Uh-huh, like him, too. William Henry Harrison. Yeah, let's hear it for those guys.
He was a good one.
I wonder if, before we get to our list, going into that for just a second, in 100 years from now, will people be saying the same thing about, like, George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Who were those people? Who were they? They're forgettable. Are they forgettable presidents? Or
people
most of them
say... 100 years from now, people will say, I remember President Clinton, I remember President Bush, I remember the other President Bush, President Trump, and President Obama, because I heard Doug Stephan talk about them all the time on his show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Well, this is not my show. This is your show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I am Doug Stephan, and this is our weekly get-together to go through the charts for the week of April 26th to the 30th. And that's the week in question, the stories, the people. So shall we away to the list, Michael?
Okay, step aside. This is my show, you see? Okay, here we go. At number 10. shouldn't laugh at my own stupid jokes. Number 10, election security.
Nobody else
in Arizona.
Will, so you might as well.
Exactly. I provide my own laugh track. Not election bad. Security, Arizona election audit. That's at number 10. Number 9, U.S. foreign policy on China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. We have a heavy-duty menu of foreign policy issues. At number 8, the Giuliani raid. At number 7, climate change and the education crisis tied at number 7. At number 6, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. Number 5, race relations. Number 4 ties into this, police reform, gun control, and the Supreme Court of the United States taking on a concealed weapons case that will have a huge impact on our interpretation of the Second Amendment. At number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives, money. Number 2, the Biden speech, and all kinds of Washington Party politics attendant to that discussion. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the surge taking place in India, not to forget Brazil. On the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. He's got all kinds of problems in England. At number 8, Rudy Giuliani.
Most of them of his own creation, excuse me.
Well, you know, Boris is a character. Talking about characters, Rudy Giuliani is in a world of hurt at number 8.
There you go.
Andrew Brown Jr. at number 7.
Do you really think he's in a world of hurt? I think he...
Yes.
This kind of like... It's like life is... Did you hear him on WABC? We went back on his show there. In a world of hurt because you think he's guilty and he's going to have to go to jail or what?
Oh, I don't know if he's guilty or not. I think that he's got to fight to defend himself now, and he may be found guilty. He may not, but no matter what, he's got to deal with some major problems that could lead to him going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
They would not have raided his offices and his home the way they did with Michael Cohen if they didn't have a case. Some kind of a case. They obviously are after something, and you know, when the FBI goes after you, they don't like to lose. They don't like to lose. If an FBI agent or a policymaker goes after a case and they don't make the case, they get in trouble. So no, this is serious for Rudy. I don't know. I'm not saying he's guilty or not.
So he had the hard drive from Hunter Biden's experience in China. In his apartment, he said to the FBI, you want this? And they said no. So if they were there to get all the stuff that is pertinent, why would they say no to that would be a question a lot of people are asking. And I'm not sure there's a great answer for it, but I think it's a good question, don't you?
I guess any question
I don't know
is
how he got
question,
the
but
I
don't,
the
but I don't know what the details are. I don't know the details other than when the FBI raids an attorney. That's serious stuff because there's that whole issue of attorney-client privilege that is locked in many of those devices as collateral damage, just people. I mean, if you had some type of a dealing with Rudy Giuliani or Michael Cohen as your lawyer, and it really had nothing to do with Donald Trump, but just you were one of his clients and this personal privilege stuff there that you do not want out, you'd be sweating now saying, oh, my God, the FBI has access to my case.
Well, there are some who say that it's a witch hunt, a political witch hunt. The Democrats are trying to get at anybody that was close to Trump. Is there any truth to that?
Possible. Is there truth to it? There's truth to the fact that people are saying that. I don't know if it's true, but it is true what you said, that a lot of Republicans are saying it's Democratic Party politics. Mm-hmm. Others are saying it's fair game, that they still have to prove things. This is very interesting
But I don't think this is just another day, you know, at the races for Rudy Giuliani. Sure. I think Rudy Giuliani's got his problems, and I think that he's going to be dealing with them. I don't know whether he's guilty or not, but you don't want to be investigated by the FBI. That's not something that you know, being investigated by the FBI is the worst, you know, the IRS and the FBI, you don't want to mess with them.
Who wants that? Yeah. Well, they have the power of the big government money that you and I have supplied them to go after people like this. They have an endless supply of money and people, so they can go do whatever they want. It's political hacksterism as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Giuliani, you can make a case for him these days not being a shining light. Have you heard his program on WABC? He's on every day, for an hour on ABC Midday?
I've heard it before. I haven't heard it in a while, but I did.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it interesting? He's got great stories. He's got to have great stories to tell, I would think.
It's been very political. It's been very what I heard, it's very political. You know, he's fighting the partisan battles. He's obviously the point man in terms of the voter fraud issue.
And he took a shot at the station for the way they covered his.
And all they did, the station did, is what we used to do all the time. I mean, at talk stations that I've worked at, when talk radio was emerging, I used to have a disclaimer before my show, and the stations that I managed or owned, we always said the opinions that are expressed in this program are solely the opinions of those who express them, and in no way, shape, or form reflect official editorial policy of the staff, management, or sponsors of the radio station. And then I used to add the line, and it's advisable that you listen to everything that you hear with an appropriate amount of educated skepticism.
Right.
You know, warn the person. This is opinion.
It shouldn't be that way with all, although I don't like the FCC being involved in our business much. They're way too involved in it, as far as I'm concerned. But at some point, maybe that's something that ought to be said at the beginning of every broadcast on all of these radio programs that are one-sided, all the TV shows that are one-sided.
It certainly would take a little bit of the edge away for those that want to do boycotts or those that want to blame sponsors.
Right.
Or you know, you work at that station, you must be a conservative, or you must be a liberal, or you must be a liar.
You must like Sean Hannity. Okay. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't know if we didn't do the whole list.
Oh, we didn't?
Want to. No, we got sidetracked by Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
Who now, based on our conversation, should be number one, but he's number eight. Andrew Brown Jr. 7, Fauci is 6, Pelosi is 5, DeSantis and McCarthy are 4, Kamala Harris is 3, Tim Scott is 2, and Joe Biden is number one. There you go.
Did you even know who Tim Scott was before this week?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. I don't remember hearing.
He used to do a lecture on James Polk that I attended, University of Northern Carolina.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, but of course, yes, I did know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Republican, African-American U.S. senator, and it's an interesting choice. He did a good job on the rebuttal.
Yeah.
Served that cause well.
Well, the thing that I found interesting in my own perspective is I didn't know he was black until I looked at a picture of him earlier today. Whatever he said didn't, you know, I know the names of most all the senators, but I don't pay attention to the color of their skin. And if this address had been on radio and not television after Biden's speech the other day, nobody would have known. But now it's a big deal because people can see that he's black and, oh, he shouldn't be a Republican. How dare those Republicans put up a black guy? You know, that kind of nonsense.
And that also is a whole issue, that the African-American population of the U.S. is not a monolith. There are conservatives, there are liberals, there are people in the middle, and there are people that are just, you know, all over the place, the way is any group. White America is diverse, and so is black America.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the way it ought to be, thank you. I think my lucky stars live in a place where you can have all this diversity, even though sometimes not appreciated very much. 17 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight, keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Environment shape lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the big stories of the week and the people associated with them, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher responsible for the work that they do. So we went through the story list and the people list, right?
We did.
Yes. All right, so are we done? Can we go home now?
I was going to say, now what do you want to do? Now what do we do next? It says here...
You have to do more on... I want to talk a little bit about something that used to be a part of the countdown. This is not by any stretch of the imagination a criticism, but it's an acknowledgement of how much stuff is going on so that you can't fit any sports stories into the top ten. Used to be that we would have one or two sports stories. And because you're such a huge football fan, I decided that I would let the audience in on your thoughts regarding the NFL draft, which seemed to get more attention this year, this week. I've never remembered that it was on a network on a regular school night, if you know what I mean. And the fact that they had like 3 hours of wall-to-wall coverage, it just seemed... to me, new. I don't know what other conclusion to come up with. I'm not a football fan, and so, I mean, I know who Tom Brady is, got that, maybe a few of the other players, but Tebow, I think I know him. So why so much attention this year, or has there always been, and I just didn't notice it?
There's always been, and you haven't noticed it, but maybe it's growing because maybe people, you know, want more football. It's a great off-season event within the world of football, so it has been big.
Okay, so what's the, then, this is a great psychological question. What is the appeal in terms of football when we all know how dangerous it is for our children to play football and for the players themselves, and acknowledging that this, you know, has probably impacted the way the game is played, why is there this fascination with guys going out on a field throwing balls around and banging each other? It's like the hockey. I don't get that either. What's the big deal? What am I missing?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I thought you were going to ask me what's the fascination or the big deal about the draft.
Well, I started with that. Go ahead. You can start from there.
Because that question I can answer. The answer to the draft question is the draft is a crucial component to managing and operating a football team. That the relationship between up-and-coming stars on the college level of football, the farm team is the college level, and the draft, the jockeying that goes into the draft and the decision making that has to be made to try to project, okay, how will this kid do 3 years down the road, or how does this player fit within our game scheme? This is a very, very fascinating and key part of managing football. So the draft is a major, major game unto itself, and coaches and general managers of football teams, part of their success and failure rating is how good they play the draft. So the draft is a huge part of the football situation. As for why people like football, well, because I guess it's a very well-designed game from a standpoint of the blending of brute violence with high intelligent strategy. It takes in everything. It's like chess. It's like warfare. It requires brains and brawn, and it's an exciting game when you understand it.
When your son was in high school, did he want to play football? Did he say to you?
No.
I want to play, so he didn't. You don't have to deal with
it. I encouraged my son to be the first male cheerleader in the school's history, and
was he?
He was there for about a week, and they didn't have enough money in the budget to buy him a uniform, so they told him he had too many extracurricular activities. My son was a varsity wrestler.
One of my friends in college became the first male cheerleader, and he found it to be more of a physical exertion than
totally.
Any football. I mean, it's unbelievable what
and dangerous
have to do. Right, exactly. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. you know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
for At the Hour here on our weekend review. The end of the week brings a focus on Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 items that are being discussed on the... These are the most discussed topics, but it's not, by any stretch of the imagination, complete list, right? It's hard for you to break this down, isn't it, every week?
Well, it's certainly not simple. We're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for 30 years, and the industry basically finds it to be a standard measurement, but it's not 100% accurate because these are things that you don't know. How do you measure? But you know, it's that way with many things. But it's pretty good snapshot of what's being talked about. But oh my gosh, it doesn't have any of the local stories, and that's a major part of talk radio. Because, you know, what's local in, you know, Bar Harbor, Michigan may not make it to the top, you know, 10 in the country, but it's big there. So there's far more to talk radio conversation than just this list. But this is a pretty accurate list to give a thumbnail overview of what the big topics are.
Right. You know what? One of the things that has been the discussion on the Oscar watch, if you will, the diversity rules... whether it's a progress or patronizing, I found it to be obnoxious, frankly, and I shut the thing off. I just think it's become very patronizing. But that's something, I guess, is that dependent on the political persuasion, do you think, of the host as to how it is viewed?
But there was no host.
I'm not talking about the Oscar. I'm talking about the radio people that would be talking about
this. The reason the Oscars are not on the list is because they happen on a Sunday. And what happens is, unless there's a major political story attached to it, like black people boycotting it because there's not enough African-American representation, or any number of news stories, the biggest news story about this was that they were having it in the COVID era, trying to figure out a way to make it relevant and entertaining, but not dangerous, obviously. And the fact that this year, more than any year in the past, a majority of the population hasn't seen any of the movies.
Right.
People don't even know the names of these movies, which is a departure from the days of Lawrence of Arabia and Ben-Hur and Gone with the Wind, and you know, when everybody knew the movies.
An ancillary side to that, what I found interesting this week as we talked about it, was the number of people. You know, we have a fellow who does just movie conversation with us on DJV, and he's been with me for 29, not as long as you have been, 29 years in the morning. And his focus on the movies and how basically Hollywood's eating its young, because these big companies are pushing people to buy subscriptions and watch it at home. And there now appears to be a really strong backlash. Maybe part of it is that we couldn't go during the pandemic. But the other part of it is, I think, the American spirit has always been kind of, don't tell me what to do, I'll figure it out on my own. And so you look at the economy. I have my favorite movie chain is Arclight, or was, because they've been put out of business by all of this. And it brings around, at least in my conversational circle, Michael, a focus on the economy, which was number three this week on the countdown, and what toll has been taken by all of this this new normal, if that's what you want to call it. I find it obnoxious is the nicest way I can put it. I find it to be about as destructive as almost anything I've experienced in my life other than September 11th and Vietnam, perhaps. And maybe that's a really strong
statement. The pandemic?
Statement. Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. This is one of the most destructive things. This is one of the most destructive things in a century.
Yeah.
This is up there with World War.
Nobody's giving any... Well, we're at war with China, and nobody's giving it any credence. You know, you read
that
Epoch Times. Well,
okay.
What mainstream news conversation program focuses on the Chinese responsibility for COVID? Where do you hear that conversation? You read it in the Epoch Times, but where do you...
The Epoch Times is specifically designed for that. They're designed as a counterpoint.
But isn't it a mainstream point of view? I mean, I find it.
The mainstream point of view is that we have a complicated relationship with China and that we're part of the problem. It's not just that China's waging war against us and we're just totally unwilling victims.
You mean the way we've economically shored them up?
Yes, we're in bed with China. The power structure of the United States is in bed with China. The corporate structure of America is in bed with China. And the consumers in America, which means you and me and everybody listening to this, are in bed with China.
Not me.
Take a look in your closet and
China.
see who made your products.
Yeah, I know. I won't do it anymore, though. No more.
Okay, well, but there is a rising consciousness expressed in all the media that that we're having a problem with China, whereas 10 years ago, China is practicing capitalism and we're becoming partners with them and we're friends with them, and they're no longer terrifying as they were during the days of Mao Zedong, and they wore funny costumes and funny uniforms and they were behind the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. Now they wear business suits and they have cheesecake with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And they're still stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Congratulations. So in the greater scope of things here, in terms of discussion on the radio, the pandemic interruption, some people call it, it's now sort of beginning to pass. The reality is that worlds and countries will not be. It sort of reminds me of September 11th. But it was only in America that things changed drastically, whereas with this situation, things have changed drastically all around the world, and not just here. So how do we, when we talk about this stuff, are we always going to sort of acknowledge COVID? We've kind of forgotten about September 11th. We acknowledge it on the date, but we don't pay much attention to it other than, you know, maybe an occasional reference back.
Well, COVID is happening now, and September 11th happened 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years.
But 20 years
20
from
years
now,
ago today.
20, yeah. So,
that's
20,
a song.
Yeah.
I shouldn't refer to it, though. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right, and of course, who remembers that? And that's the question. Who will remember this COVID 20 years from now, or when your grandchildren or my grandchildren are adults? Will there be a focus? They grew up with it.
Damn right. I think they will remember it. I think every kid that's on Zoom and every kid that is stuck with their parents in the house and can't go about summer camp and all the things that they would do, I think the kids will be talking about COVID throughout their lives the same way our generation talks about where were you when Kennedy was killed. I think it's a big deal. And now you're making the case it'll be forgotten. And there's a certain degree of truth to what you're saying, that we move on to other things. But I don't think we're going to move on from COVID. Look, we're still talking about the Spanish flu of a century ago. And pictures are shown of people with masks.
I actually remember the first conversation on the air that I had about this and my reference to the Spanish flu. And Victoria Keelan, who's one of the ladies that's on the DJV show with me, took me to task. Nobody cares about that, and that's not relevant, yada, yada. And it proved to be very relevant.
How old is she, 17?
I think she's 37. But it is in perspective, isn't it? Your age, your experience, and that's too bad.
And your education.
History is history.
And your education. I believe, and that's why I get a little testy when we talk about the Ed Sullivan thing. I believe it's important to be current.
I do too.
It's
cultural.
But I believe in history. I believe in pop cultural history. I believe in history, and I believe in the old adage: those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it. I think we have a huge problem in America with education, and one of the key components of that weakness is history and civics.
Yep, agreed, 100%. It's the same sort of thing when we get down to this business of, you know, reforming the police departments. We need to reform education. We need to reform public service, frankly, because none of us are satisfied with what we get for our money invested through the tax dollar. I mean, look at all of the things, the condition of the roads. Biden made a big deal out of that this week. Without ever addressing, nobody ever addresses the real problem, which are the unions that get the bureaucrats to accept a lesser standard so that the roads are not well built, the bridges are not well built, so they can keep the union guys working try to find a road somewhere in America that isn't being worked on all the time. And then go to Europe and drive around, you'll see nobody working on the roads because they build them right in the first place. And why that is not a subject of informational conversation is beyond me, because we're the ones that are getting, you and I, who pay the bill, are the ones getting screwed.
It's interesting.
You know, and so where's Joe Biden on that? You know,
get him on the phone.
Yeah, thanks.
But
800-281-APPLE. Yeah. All right. Here's some information to keep you healthy. Keeping you healthy the right way is something that I'm very interested in for all the folks that listen to all of my programs. And you've heard me over the past 4 years or so, I think maybe even a little longer even, talking about Calitrin, which is a weight loss product. It's a formula, and the formula does not have stimulants or drugs in it. What it does have is collagen protein and digestive enzymes, sort of a complex body repair system, if you will. And that's aimed at helping you to get rid of the fat, build a little more muscle into your system so that you will, without any side effects, build a better, stronger, more vibrant body. Let's face it, if you're overweight, you're not having a good time because it's hard carrying all that extra weight around. But if you get yourself down to ideal body weight, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus refers to it, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's why Calitrin is as popular as it is, because it gets you into good shape. And if you keep on the program, you'll stay in good shape because you keep the weight off. That's product information you can get and then some by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check it all out, decide you want to buy the product, you get special deals, special spring pricing right now by going to toploss.com and using the code DJV. Here's the people list from talkers. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. Boring Boris Johnson is at 9. Rudy Giuliani, never boring, 8. The story of Andrew Brown Jr. and some of the other stories about a black man being shot by the police falling into number 7. Dr. Fauci is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy, focus, I guess, on Florida, they're number 4. Kamala Harris, the vice president, is 3. Tim Scott, the senator, who gave the sort of rebuttal to Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday night, is at number 2. Got a lot of attention. I think a lot of people didn't even know who he was before this. And number 1 this week is Joe Biden, as you might expect, absent from the list for obvious reasons, but yet to the dismay of some who love him, Donald Trump not on the top 10 list this week. That's the list, however, from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
On the Talk Radio Countdown, the stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com, also at djvshow.com. At number 10, election info, security, what's going on in Arizona with the audit. Number 9, our foreign policy relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, etc. And number 8 is what happened to Giuliani in his house in New York, the raid there. Number 7, education, climate change sort of wrapped into one. The southern border situation, that is immigration problems. Number 6, race problems, 5. Police problems, 4. Economic problems, 3. The Biden speech on Wednesday night, number 2, and the usual number 1, or it has been certainly for a long time, appropriately so, the various variants, if you will, vaccines and numbers and that sort of thing with regard to COVID. That's the story list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, Talk Radio Countdown time, 48 after the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. We were talking about last week the focus on this particular. Well, you tell the story.
We have Gene Bean Baxter. He's a 30-year veteran of L.A. Radio, Hall of Famer, top broadcaster, and then quick, boom, on a dime, moved back to England where he was born and raised his first few years. Now he's broadcasting in England, and he left America because he's sick of the politics and the toxic atmosphere.
Show's called Kevin and Bean. It was on mornings in L.A.
Right.
Good show. And, interesting show. Yeah.
Right. And if anybody wants to check out our video, it's IKnowYouAreReal.com.
Michael is a member of the Gun Hill Road singing group doing that song. We played it first here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From the Chevy Bolt EV to the Tesla, electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. And one of the big benefits is obviously savings in gas. But as Mark Marmer from Signature Electric explains, there's an even bigger benefit to driving an EV.
So I would tell you that the clearest benefit of an electric vehicle in general is the simplicity of the vehicle. The vehicle itself is a very simple machine. I liken it to sort of your blender. It's got a motor, something to make it go faster and slower, and some place to get electricity. That's just about it. If you compare that to the, you know, thousands of moving parts that need oil and wear out one on the other in terms of a gasoline engine, if you sort of started from the ground up and said, well, we have these two choices, I think that the gasoline engine would look silly in a way.
Check out the Signature Electric YouTube channel for more on electric vehicles.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking up some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Baking's her love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit, that's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
Those are 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back into the action here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This time, the moments that we have remaining are devoted to the thoughts of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our college professor and legal expertiser. Is that a word? You like that?
It is now.
Legal expertiser. Of course it is. So the big story of the week is the police in Los Angeles arrested Lady Gaga's dog nappers and included the woman who brought the dogs back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do they go? They get murder, they charged with, what are they charged with? If they go to jail for the rest of their lives, the way our system works, you'd probably want to send away these people, make sure they're gone for a long time.
Interestingly enough, the penalty, and it may be just in California, is they take a rolled up newspaper and they hit them on the nose. I don't think that's appropriate, but
no.
We're making jokes, but unfortunately no one was injured that seriously. But there's a serious crime, and it will be treated as such. So I'm looking forward to justice being done here.
Justice, yes, exactly. All right, I have something. The folks at Twitter this week, because you're involved in scams as well, the author of books about scams, Identity Theft Alert is the book that Steve has written, but his website, scamaside.com, is a fabulous website for you to go when you are confronted, and aren't we all every day, with these silly, almost stupid things that people fall for, like the email from Twitter asking you to confirm your account. That was the big deal this week, and don't do that, but some people fell
for
it.
No, you know, so many of them seem like no one should fall for it, you know.
Yeah.
Even when we get all of these calls from the IRS, when we know and the IRS tells us they don't reach out by the phone. But the problem is, I don't know if it's just the way we're wired. When people ask us for things, we provide them. You know, a few years ago, when Jennifer Lawrence had her nude photos all over the internet, she at first was blaming the security in the iCloud. But it turns out it wasn't Apple's fault. It was just like what you were saying, Doug. Someone sent her an email and said, hey, we're Apple. We just need to confirm your personal information, your username and password, and she gave it to them.
Yeah.
So the thing here is, remember, BS, be skeptical. Any time in any communication, whether it's text or phone or email, someone wants personal information from you or to click on a link, you just have to hesitate and confirm it. And 99.9% of the time, you'll find it's a scam.
All right, good advice. Now, let's get to some of the stories this week, if we may. Legal implication of the concealed weapons case at the Supreme Court, number 4 on the countdown.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. It'll be a good kind of test as far as this present Supreme Court. You know, people and scholars and legal scholars have argued about the range of the right to bear arms and in the Bill of Rights. And it can be limited. I mean, you don't have a right, although it appears that people are doing it, to have certain kinds of weapons. I can't have a bazooka. You know, hopefully we'll have new laws again to keep people from getting automatic weapons, which no one really needs. And when there was a ban, we had fewer massive kinds of shootings. So this one will be very interesting because, you know, I can see arguments on both sides. It is a sad commentary that, you know, we see about these mass shootings, but the biggest number of shootings that are unintentional are accidental from people who have guns in their homes, who leave them unsecured, and kids and others get involved with them. So we'll see where the court's going.
Absolutely. Okay, so the immigration situation on our southern border, the legalities, the question has been asked as to whether or not vaccines and things should be given to those who are not legal. And the poll that I saw this week said 72% of Americans say no, we shouldn't be giving
support to people who are not our residents yet?
You know, I think it's short-sighted. If you're talking about basic health, this is something that is good for Americans. I don't think we should be short-sighted. I used to, before I taught at Bentley University, I taught in the state prison system, and the program was eventually done away with. And one of the arguments was, why are we helping prisoners? Why are we giving them this knowledge? And yet our prison education program I was in never had a single recidivist.
Yeah, well, as certainly a lot of questions and good conversation wrapped around it. Thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, our legal expert, professor of law at Bentley University, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Root.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Safe at home.
In darkness, four astronauts have splashed down early Sunday morning in the Gulf of Mexico near Panama City, Florida. That marked a successful end of a mission for NASA led by a private company, Elon Musk's SpaceX, to take its astronauts to and from the International Space Station. It was the first of what the space agency calls an operational mission. It also marked the first nighttime splashdown done with astronauts since 1968.
Patrick Foss reporting. Some nurses in Japan are incensed at a request from Tokyo Olympic organizers. They have 500 of them dispatched to help out with the Games. They say they've already been near the breaking point dealing with the pandemic. Officials of the Olympics say they'll need 10,000 medical workers to staff the Games. The request for more nurses comes amid a new spike in the virus, with Tokyo and Osaka under a state of emergency. The State Department's denying a report. Deals have been reached with Iran for the release of U.S. and British prisoners.
Citing unidentified sources, Iran's state television reported what it described as four American spies would be swapped for four Iranian prisoners and $7 billion. State TV is run by hardliners, and the report comes amid a power struggle between hardliners and the relatively moderate government of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, raising the prospect the report was intended to disrupt talks in Vienna on resuscitating Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. State Department spokesman Ned Price says simply, reports that a prisoner swap deal has been reached are not true. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lubbock voters approved a measure aimed at outlawing abortion in that West Texas city. The move, though, likely to draw a lawsuit from opponents who say it is an unconstitutional ban on the procedure. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The White House says Vice President Harris will deliver the keynote address at the Naval Academy's commissioning ceremony.
The Vice President will give the speech May 28th during the in-person limited capacity ceremony in Annapolis. It marks the transition from midshipmen to commissioned officers in either the Navy or the Marine Corps. Historically, the speaker rotates between the Vice President, President, and the Secretary of Defense. As Vice President, Joe Biden gave speeches there in 2010 and 2015. Jason Walker reporting.
Police arrested two people after receiving a report of trespassers near the home of Britain's Prince Andrew, the second oldest son of Queen Elizabeth II. Thames Valley police say a 29-year-old woman and a 31-year-old man, both from London, were arrested after a report of intruders on the grounds of the Royal Lodge in Windsor's Great Park. More at townhall.com. One golfer's had a breakthrough win at the Valspar Championship.
24-year-old Sam Burns has recorded his breakthrough PGA Tour win with a 3-shot victory at the Valspar Championship.
We had the control that we wanted, and you don't get that very often. It's something we're always searching for out here, and so just to have that little bit of confidence today was big.
The Louisiana native fired a closing round 68 to finish at 17-under. That to beat resurgent Keegan Bradley, who won the race for second after a final round 71. Burns took the lead when Bradley took a watery double bogey at the par 3 13th and powered home from there. Victor Hovland and Cameron Tringali tied in third place at 13-under. I'm Graham Agars.
Sunday birthdays, former soccer player David Beckham turned 46 years old, Olympic gold medal figure skater Sarah Hughes, 36. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. How do you do? That didn't sound too strong, did it, ladies? How do you do?
Was that better? That one. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to find out how we are doing in terms of discussion of issues. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Story List. You know, I always do this myself. Let's give it a whirl. Let's have, how about Jay, you go through the people list, and Victoria, you do the story list, okay? That shouldn't always
be
me. Yeah, Jennifer can watch. All right. So,
take a nap.
All right. Victoria, go through the story list, please.
Okay. So am I doing 10 to 1?
Is that how you
want
to
do it? Okay.
Yeah,
well, at number 10, so at number 10 this week on the Talker story list is election security and the Arizona election audit, which actually I don't really think got a lot of attention this week. But,
no, it didn't.
At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, so that includes China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. Number 8, the Giuliani raid. Rudy's been in the headlines a lot this week, including his neighbor, who has kind of stole the show from him. Number 7, climate change and the education crisis. Not the same thing, but holding number 7 together. Number 6, southern border crisis and immigration reform. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, police reform. Also in holding that number 4 spot, gun control, the Supreme Court concealed weapons case. That's a big one that made a lot of headlines this week. Number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives. Number 2, Biden's speech this week, the Washington party politics, which should probably always be on that list. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the crisis of COVID in India.
All right. Great job going through the story list, which, by the way, you can find at talkers.com, and you can also find it on our social media at DJV Show. All right. So, Jay in charge of social media, also in charge of the people list. What's that look like?
All right, so number 10, Vladimir Putin is on the list, followed by number 9, Boris Johnson. Like Victoria said with the stories, number 8, Rudy Giuliani. I feel like there should be an addendum to include his quintessential Upper East Side neighbor witness to the account who had everybody was talking about. So strongly. Number 7, Andrew Brown Jr. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Tim Scott. And coming in at number 1, Joe Biden.
All right. Jennifer, Donald Trump's not on the people list. How come?
Because he shouldn't be. Why would he be on the people list right now?
No, I'm just asking the question. Don't be so defensive.
I don't think it's a surprise that he's not on the people list because he's, for the most part, kind of hanging out. I mean, his news this week, though, is that he did an interview and said that he's 100% considering 2024
and he would be
considering looking at Ron DeSantis as a running mate. I think that would be a pair of people
he ditched
about,
Mike Pence.
He's been offing Mike Pence for the last, since he got out of office.
Other than that he was disappointed, he hasn't said anything bad about Mike Pence, but I definitely don't think anybody thinks that ticket will continue on for another 4 years. I think Trump would probably pick someone else.
I don't think anybody thinks that with Trump's name on it, it will continue for another 4 years, but that's...
Well, I think DeSantis has been pretty clear about that. So have other people, waiting to see if Trump jumps in, I think it'll be a much smaller field. If he doesn't, then game on. I think there'll be a lot of Republicans in the race.
Yeah. Okay. Let's. Hello. We just got a new president. We're already starting to work on breaking down the system for another 4 years. Let's give it a rest, if you please. As I look through this list here, I guess maybe what I was asking myself as you read it, Jay, who would I like to see not on the list? Of all those names, what is there? I mean, I'm thinking about, I would like them to kind of disappear, like Bad Vlad. I wish somebody would just push them into a hole somewhere and see what they would come up with for new leadership in Russia.
Well, Navalny tried, but, he's now starving to death.
Right. Another one I'd like to see disappear is Boris Johnson. I think he's the most useless excuse for a leader. I know, Victoria, you'd probably say Netanyahu is, but Boris Johnson.
Oh, no, I have plenty of room for people who should be on that list of useless empty suits. Boris Johnson's definitely an empty suit. He made the news this week, though, because, he's under investigation for using campaign funds to redo his apartment or something. So.
You could call him and tell him about it, because one of the other stories this week is that his phone number has been online for 15 years.
Well, he went back to he's doing a midday show on WABC in New York, and he was only off for one day, the day that they raided
Boris
his apartment.
Johnson?
He was on the air.
Boris Johnson?
Rudy Giuliani.
We're talking about Boris Johnson.
Oh, I was ahead of you. I was thinking about Rudy Giuliani.
Okay. I'm for moving off of Boris Johnson. No, he's not doing anything on the radio and probably never would. But Rudy's got a midday show. I forget what time. I think it's on from noon to one, but I'm not sure, on WABC. And so he went to that. He just did the show this week, a program. And
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't. This is good conversation, actually, that kind
of
stuff.
I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to see what he would say.
Absolutely.
I think didn't he criticize WABC's coverage of what happened to him? I think I saw that headline somewhere. Yeah.
I think the most notable thing is that he had Hunter Biden's hard drive in his apartment, and he went to the FBI. He said, "Do you guys want to take this?" And they refused to take it.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, no, they did take it eventually. That was a couple years ago.
No, Rudy Giuliani this week said that he had more evidence on Hunter Biden. He had more emails put on a hard drive, and he said, "Here, do you want to take this?" And the FBI refused to take it. So,
did they refuse saying
no? It tells you about the motivation there.
Or did they say, "No, we don't want that"? Yeah. Well, it could be in part. All right. So let's see. Who else do I wish wasn't on this list from my point of view? Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, or she'd go away. Fauci, I wish he'd go away. Definitely, I wish Kamala Harris would go away. I wish that we got to the point where we didn't need Dr. Fauci anymore.
Yeah, but why don't we talk about these important people and just set instead of a wish list of who you'd like to eliminate from the planet?
Who are these people? I think of
all the people and the stories on this list, just to get back to biz for a little bit, Tim Scott, I think, has a really important story to tell this week. Tim Scott's a senator from South Carolina, and he provided the rebuttal, or if you call it the response, or a Republican response to the first
2-hour drama fest, on Wednesday,
congressional address, right, by Joe Biden. And so it's an extremely difficult job, no matter who you are in that position, because typically it's always awkward, right? Usually whoever the president is gets to sit in front of a big auditorium full of people. That was not Joe Biden's story this time around, but typically you have a lot of interaction, a lot of back and forth, and so then you have some poor schlub who's been chosen to give the response, and they have to sit in front of a camera with a flagpole in the background, and, you know, it's not quite the same thing. And, in fact, it's pushed people's careers back in some cases. I mean, Marco Rubio can never shake that awkward lunge for a water bottle when he was giving his response when he was seen as one of the rising stars of the Republican Party. So Tim Scott comes in, gives this phenomenal speech that connected with people. I mean, he almost became more of the story than Joe Biden because of this speech. And the response from people on the left and people on Twitter, they started calling him an Uncle Tim. So apparently it's okay to be racist when you are a well-to-do white person talking about a black Republican. And Twitter refused to take down people calling him an Uncle Tim, even though obviously we know the word is an Uncle Tom, but they're doing a play on his name. And they didn't take it down for hours and hours and hours. It took about 12, 16 hours for them to take down the hashtag.
Why does that surprise you? Well, that shouldn't surprise you.
But the thing, because he said in his response, which makes no sense, he said, "I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives," and then, like, America's not a racist country. So, like, kind of like, well, which is it?
America is not. Look, when people say systemically racist, it doesn't mean there aren't racist people. I mean, I think that's what I always try to say here.
Good distinction.
That's what he was saying there. And he was taken apart. Joy Reid on MSNBC went after him and said that she was disappointed and disgusted by his speech. And what he was referring to is that, and I think it was the Washington Post. If not, it was the New York Times. I think it was the Washington Post. Went after him and said that he wasn't really, he didn't really suffer because, you know, one of his lines is that in a lifetime, his grandfather went from cotton to him being in Congress. So he said from cotton to Congress in a lifetime. That story should be told everywhere to uplift people who think there is no chance because they have been held back. But instead, people poo all over that story, including one of these writers who said, well, that's not really the case because way back in his lineage, one of his family members owned property. Are you kidding me? You're a white person who's now saying that this black person doesn't have credibility anymore? I mean,
but you're not supposed to have credibility. If you're a Republican and you're black, you have no credibility with the traditional news media, especially the likes of MSNBC. Can I tell you something? I've heard Tim Scott's name bantered about for quite a long time. I never knew he was black until 2 minutes ago when I Googled him. I would never have been able to. I didn't watch the thing after. I didn't watch Biden.
You should watch his speech.
Watch
his speech
thing.
Was the best part
but
of the
it,
whole thing.
But my point is that it didn't make any difference to me. And it ought not to make any. It isn't. I know that's the way it should be versus the way it is. But I'm pretty knowledgeable about what's going on in the country, if I do say so myself. And the fact that I didn't know that that guy, because I've listened and I've seen quotes from him, and yeah, some of it has been about race and stuff, but not a lot of it. It doesn't seem to drive his life. But it seems to drive everybody else's life. That would drive him crazy if he doesn't fit into the mold of
it's
whatever.
It's just instructive that the people who like to call people racist are the real racists themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the background, we're all wishing Phil McGeehan, who is our producer in our main studio in Washington, a happy birthday, because he doesn't want to be wished a happy birthday. So I'll throw my happy birthday in Phil as well. Happy birthday to Phil.
Give you this, it's the alternative.
Right, exactly. And it's a, like 60-second birthday or something. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello. I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, it's 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Review with the ladies and the gentlemen who are on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Now, normally in our hours on the air, the DJV program takes this portion of the program to focus on what's trending. And Jay, we have a lot of listener comments on the Biden address. You want to go through some of them for us, please?
Yes. Jeff Tolton said he didn't watch. Apparently, from what you're hearing, he did. Typical response, conservatives.
Was it like the viewership for the Oscars?
That seems about right.
Mm-hmm. He got more viewers than the Oscars, but it was pretty low.
Okay. Conservatives are critical. Libs thought it was the greatest speech ever. Brian Williams is salivating. Kathy Bates, not that Kathy Bates, adds, it was nice to hear a president speak without putting others down or calling people
names. How do you know it's not that Kathy Bates? You don't know that it's not that.
It's Kathy with an I.
Oh, okay.
K-A-T-H-I.
I'm going to trust Jay on this
one. It would be pretty cool
not
to be
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, all right.
And Karen Ingberg adds, he loves failure. His VP is failing at the border, so he awards her by putting her in charge of the economy. The whole thing is a joke and the reason why no one watched.
Hmm. Well, maybe his personality has part to do with why people don't watch, which is too bad because he had some important things to say, whether you agree or don't agree with him. He had some, there were, I think, three main points there, and he tried to make them. I think that to give him 2 hours for that was kind of nonsensical, though.
Well, it was 65 minutes. And I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot of appetite for people. I mean, Biden's not my guy, clearly. If you listen to this program very often, you'll know that. But I think it's important for people to watch. I mean, you have to, I don't know. I feel like everybody thinks they're so politically motivated right now. We use it to separate ourselves. You can't use it to separate yourself and then not pay attention to what the other side is saying. I can
get the cliff notes afterwards because a lot of it is the same old yada yada.
You're
frankly,
not a very political person, though, to be honest. So you're not the ones that I'm talking about. It's the people who, you know, think that they're pundits, and then they're going crazy online, and you're like, did you watch everything?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or people who get their information from others sharing their opinion. It's like, stop taking opinion as fact. Watch it yourself. Do your own
research.
That's
a very good point. Let's repeat that. Stop taking opinion as fact. That's fabulous.
It's hard to recognize now because of the media.
It's sure good.
It is. All the more reason we need to be watching these ourselves.
Okay. So you've taken me to the woodshed. Thank you very much. Let's get some listener comments on the possibility of having better trained police and maybe perhaps having, we set out with a couple of questions. So what do we get for comments on that, Jay?
It is a heavy question for sure. Annette Bleach says the damage is already done. The suggestion of the importance of better training should have been addressed years ago. Billy Cummings adds, we need better training of young people. Don't run, don't resist, cooperate with police. This would go a long way towards stopping the problem.
All right. If people are following Twitter, where do they go? How do they follow us on social media?
At DJV Show across the board, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. So there's a picture that's made the rounds of Ms. Maxwell's black eye. Is she getting beaten up? Is there some theory as to how she got the black eye?
She's claimed that she doesn't know how she got it. She didn't even realize she had one until she caught her reflection in a nail clipper. One of the theories is that
hold on a minute.
Well, hear this out.
Her reflection in a nail clipper?
Yes, because she doesn't have access to a mirror.
I want to know how you hold your nail clipper up to your eyes and you can see yourself in it. That's, I want to
know
how
why you have
it.
A nail clipper in prison. Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Why does she have a nail clipper? Well, one of the theories is that all of those light checks, like she's being checked on every 15 minutes, like she's on suicide watch, even though her lawyer says she doesn't need to be. And that light, she's rolling up socks or something and putting them on her eyes.
She doesn't need to be on suicide watch. She needs to have somebody watching who's going to come in there to kill her like
exactly.
they killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
You're worried
well, yeah,
about.
So she's being checked on every 15 minutes. They're doing breathing checks every 15 minutes. On her.
A shiv in her side will take about 15 seconds. Then I worry about 15 minutes. All right, food for thought as we continue. 28 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the Inside Track Radio Talk, the News Talk Countdown, if you will, from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 26th to the 30th. The charts, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We're talking about things that are on the list, but there's a countdown extra that we should talk about, what happened in Israel. Jennifer, you want to go over that, please?
Yeah, this one is really a crazy story. According to Israelis' medical officials, they say that a stampede broke out during the Jewish religious festival of Lag BaOmer. And I'm sorry for murdering that. Unfortunately, it's very hard to pronounce. Yeah. But it's in the country's northern region. It killed 44 people, injured 150. It's one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, and it occurred at Mount Meron. The event attracted tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. The stampede started when some revelers tripped. This wasn't terror. This wasn't some criminal attack. This was someone just accidentally, people tripping and falling on the steps, which created dozens more to fall, almost this wave of bodies falling on one another. The New York Times estimated that about 100,000 people were at this event. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called the incident a terrible disaster. And a lot of people horrified the survivors of this. If you look at the video, and they are floating online, the people... Social distancing not in play. Remember, Israel is pretty well done with the COVID crisis, and not that the ultra-Orthodox camp would probably care about that. They are packed in. And so for a group of people to fall, you can understand how this became so deadly so fast. I mean, the bodies just alone packed into this,
I've actually walked up the steps. This is a very, very steep climb. It's a long step process, and it's narrow, so I can imagine this is kind of like the Semitic tribes. The Israelis are a Semitic tribe, as are the Muslims, and they tend to want to celebrate the Orthodox wing, if you will, of both groups. Wants to, you hear every year about the pilgrimage to Hajj. There are a lot more people involved. Those are millions of people that go every year perform, the miracles supposedly are performed there, but the followers, I don't know, I was trying to find some correlation to it in the Christianity, and I can't at the moment, where there is a huge, I can think of something like South by Southwest, but that's not a religious.
It's not sad.
No. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so it's something that'll,
to make this even more tragic, obviously the loss of life is just tragic no matter what, but they feel that there were a lot of kids as they're going through this
who were victimized. And they're not just Israelis, they're from all over the world, frankly. Okay, so there's that to add to our list of things compiled by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com or also on, as Jay suggested, any of our social media, Facebook pages, and our website. The people list included number 7, Andrew Brown. There is a lot of focus on his killing in North Carolina by sheriff's deputies being scrutinized now. So what happens, I guess, what does happen now? He was shot, wasn't he? He was driving away and he got shot in the back of the head, if I remember some of the details.
The story is changing, and so this is the problem, and it's a problem we've talked about, I think, on the DJV show for a while, and that is that the police department was very silent in releasing information, which allowed the attorneys, Ben Crump and others, who have really started to make a living out of representing these families of people who've been shot by police. And so they came out and said that he was executed by police and that the shot in the back of the head was the fatal one that killed him and that he was just trying to get away. Well, now, finally, the police are starting to they're leaking out their side of the story. Their side of the story is that he had used his car. This is someone who was wanted. The police were trying to serve a warrant on him. He had a very long rap sheet, a lot of drug charges, a lot of selling. He was a drug dealer. And he was using his car to drive at officers. Now, if that's the case, that would make sense as to why officers would deploy their weapon. If that is not the case, then officers have a lot to explain. Nobody knows because
he was shot in the back of the head. He was shot five times, the arm and other things.
But they're saying
he was rolling over
police officers.
But see, right, and see, now that account has actually been disputed now by witnesses saying that he was backing out of the driveway, cops were already shooting through his front windshield, and then he didn't come in contact with cops and that they had already shot him. So, I don't know, the story keeps changing
we need to see a timeline and we need to get the body cam, and unfortunately, you know, we have body cams for a reason, to protect civilians and to protect officers, right, so that there is at least some accountability.
Both is two-way street.
And truth, it's for both. I mean, if I were an officer, I'd be having that body cam going all the time, because I wouldn't want anybody to pin something on me.
Let's fast forward to what happened in Chicago this week, where another black man was shot in the back. His name was Anthony Alvarez, shot from behind by a police officer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. So the people in Chicago now, at least some of the talk radio hosts or some people involved in public opinion, have been talking about whether it ought to be legal or illegal to shoot suspects in the back, no matter what. And so with both Mr. Brown and this circumstance,
that's a problem.
Alvarez?
Yes, he was armed. And, you know, I think it's cheap, honestly, that this one story comes out of Chicago when it involves a police officer, when black men particularly are being killed in the 10s and 20s and 30s every single weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to care about that because it's the wrong narrative, because it's black people killing other black people. We should be caring about life. And whether it's a police officer or it's another gang member on the street of Chicago, we should care about those black people who are dying. And it seems like nobody does until it's officer involved, because they want to try to perpetuate this narrative that black people are being hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I find it pretty cheap.
All right. Number one this week on the story list, I think we need to spend some time talking about the updates when it comes to COVID-19. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the DJV program this week, and this hour is an ancillary piece for the DJV listeners and also for the folks listening to the Talk Radio Countdown show. It's an accompanying hour so that we all have a chance to specifically talk about these things that are on the list. So one of the things, Victoria, was the encouragement coming on the airwaves on radio or television. I guess I'm wondering whether people have seen or heard these spots and whether or not they're effective, encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. Because the numbers seem to be petering off. There's a solid group of about 35% of the population that says, I'm not getting the shots, period, end of story. You can talk to me until I'm blue in the you're blue in the face. It isn't going to make any difference. So will these commercials, will these items that are all over the place have an impact on people?
Well, they're aiming, you know, the PSAs on YouTube and things like that, they're aiming for a younger demographic, 18 to 34, because in a lot of places, like in Michigan, where, you know, which has become a hot spot again, they're seeing a lot of hospitalizations of younger people. And that was not the case a year ago. So, they're trying to reach a younger demographic, and I don't know. We'll see. Social media is pretty powerful when it comes to influencing younger people. So we'll see if it works. And we won't know probably for a few weeks.
The administration needs to do a better job. I mean, the problem is that remember, they were the ones who were questioning the efficacy of the vaccine at the beginning. Remember, Kamala Harris said, I'm not going to do anything that Trump creates. I'm not going to do any of that. Now they're trying to promote this vaccine, and they're doing it still wearing their masks and still social distancing. I think the visualization of Biden giving his address to Congress and having Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi in masks behind them when the CDC said you don't need to wear masks if you're vaccinated, which both of them
are.
Well,
that's outdoors, not indoors.
Indoors in small groups of people. If you've been vaccinated, that's CDC guidelines. It was spread out in a chamber of 1,600. And so the thing is, if you want people to do it, you're going to have to say that they can get back to a normal life. Otherwise, why are they going to do it? Why would anyone take the risk with their health if they still have to wear a mask and they can't be around their family? And so I think the messaging has got to change, that the path to normalcy starts here. And I think Rand Paul's right. Burn the dang mask, Joe. Burn the masks on TV and say, this is what will happen if you get vaccinated. But they don't want to do it. Control.
All right. So now the folks at Pfizer are rolling out a more manageable vaccine presentation. I guess that's what it is, right? The minimum order size that goes to what, medical providers, hospitals, doctors' offices,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
This is actually a great thing. They said that the number one request that they've been getting is for a smaller package size. So you don't have to buy 1,100 and some doses. You can actually now get 400 or whatever at a time, which means that, you know, hopefully the vaccines won't have to just be thrown out at the end of the day or after they've been, you know, no longer refrigerated. So and a lot of people trust their own doctors, and this is giving the doctors some control too, where they can actually talk to their patients and say, look, I've got the vaccine right here. It's very effective. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are, well, actually all three, the numbers are showing consistently they are incredibly effective. So, you know, I maybe some people need some convincing from their own doctor. Maybe it'll help.
You know, I was looking back at an overview of what happened when Ebola started back, what was it, 2008 or something, when it started in Nigeria, and how it was shut down so quickly. And I guess the question after looking back or remembering some of the things that went on around Ebola and SARS too, to a certain extent, is how much more quickly it was dealt with. Not just here, but all around the world. Why it took so
never
long.
Never left Africa, right? There was,
yeah, no, I mean, never, no.
By and
never,
large, it
right,
didn't.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah, well.
So how, I mean, hindsight's 2020.
That was the criticism against Trump and the way that he handled it.
Well,
and
but
wanted
it even
to
goes
it.
Deeper than that. You know, well, back to the Chinese government and the fact that they didn't tell anybody about it until months and months and months and months and months after the fact, after it was developed in the lab and got loose. That's the, you know, that the onus is on them. On the Talk Radio Countdown, the stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com, also at djvshow.com. At number 10, election info, security, what's going on in Arizona with the audit. Number 9, our foreign policy relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, etc. And number 8 is what happened to Giuliani in his house in New York, the raid there. Number 7, education, climate change sort of wrapped into one. The southern border situation, that is immigration problems. Number 6, race problems, 5. Police problems, 4. Economic problems, 3. The Biden speech on Wednesday night, number 2. And the usual number 1, or it has been certainly for a long time, appropriately so. The various variants, if you will, vaccines and numbers and that sort of thing with regard to COVID. That's the story list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. For that, it seems to me very clearly. 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking up some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Baking's her love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit, that's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
So it's the 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol, natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Here's the people list from talkers. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. Boris Johnson is at 9. Rudy Giuliani, never boring, 8. The story of Andrew Brown Jr. and some of the other stories about a black man being shot by the police falling into number 7. Dr. Fauci is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy, focus, I guess, on Florida. They're number 4. Kamala Harris, the vice president, is 3. Tim Scott, the senator, who gave the sort of rebuttal to Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday night, is at number 2. Got a lot of attention. I think a lot of people didn't even know who he was before this. And number 1 this week is Joe Biden, as you might expect, absent from the list for obvious reasons, but yet to the dismay of some who love him, Donald Trump not on the top 10 list this week. That's the list, however, from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get at it here as time is getting short. The Arizona election audit, what's that all about? That's number 10 in the story list. Somebody want to give us a quick update on that, Jen? Victoria?
Yeah, this is the state of Arizona recounting their votes. And
isn't that what Trump wanted them to do?
Yeah. And they're doing it. And depending
but
on
they're
this,
violating their own state constitution, so I don't know how far this is going to go.
The judges, though, have ruled in favor of this going on, and they're ruling to protect it. So I don't know. We're going to see.
What's the point? Trump's not going to get to be a president, so why waste time
and
money?
Some people believe that is Trump getting reelected in July or something?
Yes, those people are crazy, and those people have been thinking that he's going to be elected April. And you know, I don't know how it happens, but whatever, it somehow happens. But no, the real story is, and the reason I think it's important is because we need to see if there was any problem. Look, people need to be assured that our system is working, and so if this gives people that assurance, I say, who's afraid of doing it? I mean, no one should be afraid of transparency, you know? Yeah. I mean, if there's nothing to see, then there'll be
Who's
nothing
afraid
to see.
Of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. All right, so ladies, that was good. We touched on most everything here in one way or another. You know, some of this stuff becomes, even though it's on the list every week, it's, you know, there's not a whole lot new. We touched on the new good stuff here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to count down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. She's not a part of the talker staff, but she's pretty good at counting from 1 to 5 or backwards. Actually, I'm the one who counts backwards. See, I show a little extra initiative. You always do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Victoria. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, with that in mind, let us start at number 5 and find out what HBO Max is doing.
HBO Max has a new ad support tier that will be $9.99 per month. So this is going to be a nice, cheaper version of HBO Max for people who don't want to spring for $15 a month, which they're at the top end of that price point. And so a lot of people, HBO Max has actually gotten so many subscribers. A big push was last December when Wonder Woman 1984, which was terrible. But anyway, they got a lot of people to sign up for that leading up to that release because you could watch it at home. And we were one of those people. We're one of those households. And we basically just kept HBO Max, which is what they're counting on. So we pay $15 a month. There are no ads. But the new one, the new tier, is really going after the customer who is just reluctant to want to spend that much. So the $9.99 tier is going to launch in June. And it will have a few big differences. It will have, it won't have the same day theatrical releases that, you know, movies like Dune and The Matrix 4, which are coming out. You will not get that unless you've got the premium tier, but you'll get other things like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Euphoria, and all of that will be without commercials. So it's actually a pretty good deal for $9.99 a month if you want to look into HBO Max. HBO Max, like all the other streamers, are now doing a lot of their own original programming, so it's just kind of becoming, we're all very much in, you know, we're swimming through the deep waters of adding more bills to our bottom line every month. But, you know, they're up against Disney Plus and Netflix and Apple TV Plus, and now Discovery has a whole thing, Discovery Plus. Everybody's got a plus. So HBO Max will be a lot cheaper coming, you know, in June.
To extract a little more money from all of you.
Yep.
All right, number 4, let's see what Amazon is up to.
Amazon wants to make grocery deliveries more convenient and protect them from theft and bad weather by bringing them straight into customers' garages. So here's how it works. First, you need a compatible smart or Wi-Fi enabled garage door opener, which a lot of people actually have. The key by Amazon, it's an Amazon app, and it allows you to remotely open up your garage. And so if you are a Prime member, you can shop from Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh groceries online, and then just hit key delivery at checkout, and you can follow your groceries in real time, which is convenient. And then Amazon grants the drivers one-time access through the device to open up your garage. They put your groceries in, they close the door behind them, and then you're notified when the delivery has been made. This is similar to what Walmart has already been doing. Amazon's a little bit behind on this one, but Amazon's banking really big in the grocery sector for the next few years, and because of the pandemic, so many people started shopping online for groceries. They didn't want to go into the store. Amazon and Instacart are both banking that people are really addicted to that now, and that they're going to continue to shop online for groceries.
Number three,
Twitter has apologized for accidentally sending out emails asking users to confirm your Twitter account. A lot of people thought that this was spam or some sort of a hack. It's not. It's actually just a mistake that Twitter made. So you are safe. If you got one of these emails, you don't have to worry about, you know, cybersecurity or anything like that in this instance. They said if you receive one of the emails, you don't need to confirm your account. You can disregard the message, delete it. You'll be okay. But, you know, Twitter, obviously when you get an email like this, all of us immediately become very suspicious. So it was not a phishing scam. It's just a mistake.
YouTube has announced or is putting out announcements encouraging you to get a vaccination. How's that working?
As we know, vaccinations have dropped off. People who really wanted to get a vaccine have basically figured out how to get them. And now, between the ages of 18 and 34, Americans are not really getting vaccinated in the numbers where they need to be. So YouTube has launched a series of public service announcements, calling it the first chapter of a partnership with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And so Facebook is also doing this. Twitter is trying to prompt people into getting vaccines as well.
All right, number one this week.
Washington, D.C.'s police department has confirmed its servers have been breached after hackers began leaking its data online. This is just another mess. They had a huge ransom. The police didn't want to pay it. Now the Justice Department and the FBI are involved, and cybersecurity remains the biggest threat, I think, to our government agencies.
All right, there they are. Top five items this week from technology, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A controversial election in the Lone Star State.
Voters in Lubbock have approved a measure aimed at outlawing abortion in that West Texas city. Residents voting Saturday to declare Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn. That proposition was approved with 62% of the vote. City Council last year rejected a similar proposal over concerns that it would be unenforceable. It's unclear when the ordinance will go into effect. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, a special election in North Texas for a U.S. House seat vacated when GOP Congressman Ron Wright died earlier this year of COVID-19. Susan Wright, the congressman's widow, will face Jake Elzey, a combat pilot veteran, in a runoff for District 6. Both Republicans edged out the closest Democratic challenger by 400 votes. Three people were killed, more than two dozen others hospitalized Sunday after a boat capsized and broke apart in rough water just off the San Diego coast during a suspected human smuggling operation. Lifeguards, the Coast Guard, and other agencies responded around 10 o'clock in the morning following reports of the overturned vessel in the waves near the rugged peninsula of Point Loma. A California man's pleaded guilty in a scheme to bilk the Afghan government out of more than $100 million with a phony bid to build an electric grid.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Saeed Amiri of Granite Bay pleaded guilty to wire fraud in Los Angeles. Prosecutors say in 2015 and 16 he submitted a bid for a U.S.-funded contract to build five power substations in Afghanistan. Authorities say he submitted phony documents to support a claim that his Afghanistan company had previous substation construction experience.
Jeremy House reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Kyle Busch rallies late to get a victory in Kansas City.
Kyle Busch led four times for 20 laps at Kansas Speedway, with the final 10 laps being the most important as he picked up his first NASCAR win of the season, and it came on his birthday. Busch battled Kyle Larson for most of the race, but Larson had the dominant car, leading 132 circuits around the track. He would be relegated to 19th after a late race restart shuffled him back in the field. For Busch, the win ended a roller coaster week of emotions as he and his wife Samantha shared the heartbreaking news that she had had a miscarriage. Kevin Harvick finished the race in second, his strongest run of the year, with Brad Keselowski taking third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Pato O'Ward passed Joseph Newgarden with 23 laps to go, stayed in front the rest of the way at Texas Motor Speedway, giving the Mexican-born driver his first IndyCar win at what he considers his hometown track north of Fort Worth. O'Ward celebrated 4 days before his 22nd birthday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A California college student and his woke communications professor got into a tiff during a virtual class last week.
After he delivered a presentation against cancel culture and defended police officers as heroes, the unnamed educator told 19-year-old student Brandon Ellis, a business major, that police were created in the American South to track down runaway slaves and suggested that policing is inherently a form of systematic racism. When he asked the woke professor if she would call police if someone broke into her home and was armed with a knife or a gun, she said, "I wouldn't call police." Patrick Frost reporting.
Some 76,000 California inmates getting the opportunity to leave prison earlier, including violent and repeat felons. The move comes as the state aims to further trim the population of what was once the nation's largest state correctional system. More than 63,000 inmates convicted of violent crimes are eligible. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word.
So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Free.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a season finale episode of The Red Skelton Show. And later we turn dramatic and present the Cold War thriller series known as I Was a Communist for the FBI. Before we have Dana Andrews as real-life government informant Matt Savetic, we indeed need to get back to a Red Skelton broadcast. As we resume, the orchestra is about to perform a song written in 1923 by Spanish composer Pascual Naro. Its English title, Gypsy Spain, but I believe Red will introduce it by its original name. As we travel back to June 4th, 1946.
David Forster and his orchestra play Espana Coni.
Chapter 141 is entitled Going Away. There's nothing like a vacation with children along, and they're no bother at all, especially if they're like Junior, the mean widow kid.
Junior, what are you up to?
Up to the living room. The rest of the house is wrecked by now. I'm putting him up on his pedestal here.
But that's for the goldfish bowl.
I know, but the goldfish bowl is empty and the cat ain't.
Junior, did you have anything to do with the cat eating the goldfish?
Did you think I did?
I most certainly do.
Oh, are you positive?
Yes, I'm positive.
Medical science can use you. I'm sorry, Doc. That ain't in here.
Come on. Let's get on with our packing.
Hey, how come we're going to go away, huh?
Your grandfather's got a 3-week vacation, and we're going to take a trip. We'll pick him up downtown.
Oh, where's we going?
We're going to Yellowstone National Park, Glacier National Park, and then over into Canada.
Well, does I get to go along, or is this going to be a pleasure trip?
Of course, it's going to be a wonderful trip.
Oh, good. You're going to drive?
Yes.
In our own car?
Yes.
Packed up full of groceries
yes.
and stuff? Bags? Thousands and thousands of miles we'll travel, huh?
Yes.
Let's fly. It's quicker.
Junior, you love Glacier Park.
Yeah.
Wild animals roaming around.
Competition, huh? Well, you know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to feed a bear. I'm going to real-life bear. I'm going to feed him.
No,
you
know.
No.
No? That's something I want to warn you about right now.
Right.
You can't feed the bear.
Why? Right.
Because when all you have to give them is gone, they'll bite you.
Oh, no, not me, boy. I'll walk right up to the old bear, and I'll show him my teeth, you know. And I'll stand right there and let him charge me. And if he comes at me on his hind legs, with his mouth open, and his big sharp teeth and his fangs ready to bite me, I can... Oh, no, no, no!
What's the matter?
I just remembered I ain't got a gun. I ain't got...
He scared himself.
Yes, I scared myself.
The bears won't get you.
Yes, they will, too, the bears.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Why, if a bear should bite you, I'll shoot him.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have to do that, you know. If the bear bites me in a couple of hours, he'll die from natural causes, you know.
Well, let's hurry and get packed. Okay. Oh,
yes.
Go over and ask Mr. Fowler if we can borrow a suitcase.
Okay, I'll call him Gene this time, huh?
We'll be right back with more Red Skelton after this short break. Stay tuned.
Environment shape lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas. gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now let's get back to the second act of Red Skelton on Win Radio Was.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Is you alone, Fatso?
Yes, but I can get help quick. What are you up to?
We're going on a trip with you.
No.
Yes, we're going to see the national park, and I hear that they got mountains up there almost as big as you is. Lardy.
Junior, there's something about you I like.
You mean that I'm not your kid, huh? But look, Fatso, my grandma wants to borrow a suitcase, one that's big enough to hold me portable booby traps, you know.
Well, I'll get you one.
Might want to move a mountain or something. This is mighty neighborly of you, you know.
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, about 3 weeks, I guess.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yes.
Well, here's the suitcase.
Yeah. Say, it sure is a big one, you know. You don't know anybody around here would like to pick up a nickel, do you? You carry it for me? You don't have
to. Oh, I'll help you.
All right. Oh, look, here comes Mr. Bullmine.
Well, Junior, how are you?
Yeah,
fine. What have you got the grip for, fella? Going away? Oh, nothing like a vacation does you good. New atmosphere, new people. Where are you going?
Over to give this suitcase to Verna.
Verna?
Yeah, we're going on a trip. We're going through Wyoming, Montana, every place but Utah. I've been there, you see.
And you don't want to go again?
Hmm?
You don't want to go again?
They won't let me in.
But Montana, that's Mother Nature's country.
Yeah, when I get up there, she'll sell the place cheap, believe me. We're going to be gone the whole summer, you know.
Well, I had sort of looked forward to taking you fishing into the ball game. Did you say 3 weeks?
Now stop acting like an old
Don't you yell at me, blubber boy.
Now, you fellas are too much like gentlemen to be fighting now, of course. There's nothing to stop one of you from hiring me to kick the other guy in the chins, you know.
Well, it won't seem the same around here without you, Junior.
Oh, Mr. Beaumont, before I forget and I goes your way, I got something I got to confess to you.
Oh, what is it?
You remember when you were sleeping under the tree and a bird egg rolled out of the nest?
Yeah, and splattered all over me.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that duck egg was a little large for a hummingbird's nest? Yes, I guess. Well, I'm sure going to miss you, big fellas.
We're going to miss you, too. Yes, exactly.
Will you, really?
Yes.
Hey, I got an idea. Now, maybe it will work if you're really going to... Yes, Mr. Fowler and Harry Beaumont with me, too, Mr. Beaumont.
It was nice of you to lend us a suitcase. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, let's not stand here. Let's get packed. Where's the trunk for me stuff?
It's all packed.
Oh, packed?
Yeah.
Well, there's me tricycle, me sandbox, me baseball mittens. Oh, goodness, ain't you going to take nothing from me?
Why don't you stay here with me, Junior? I always wanted a little boy like you.
You must be nuts. Get this man to a hospital, quick.
I mean it, Junior.
Why, you old reprobate, the nerve of you trying to move in. You know I've acted as sitter for Junior 5 times.
Yeah, show him your campaign ribbons. Go ahead.
Will you send us a postcard, Junior?
Well, they cost a penny, you know. And so does licorice, you know.
Well, all the windows and doors are locked. Yeah, oh, la, putty, putty, hey, bavari, bavari.
Well, we say goodbye now, you people.
Well, we're sure going to miss all of you.
Yeah, while I'm gone, you can be busy digging up all them landmines I laid, you know.
Oh, well, I want you both to know what it does one soul good to know that their neighbors miss them.
Now, don't start that stuff. Goodness, don't cry now. Get back to the hubbub stuff again. Hey, we're going to miss you, fellas. We're going to miss you all. Southern, that is. Oh, Mr. Beaumont, be careful when you go in your woodshed.
Why?
I planted a new booby trap in there on top of your hand.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But just don't stick your hand in any dark corner unless you want to leave it there, you know.
Well, I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye. Yes.
Goodbye.
Well, get in, Junior. What's the matter?
Well, I was just thinking about our poor lonely neighbors that don't have the car, you know. Oh. And they don't have anybody to visit. We acting like witch bugs, we is, you know. We got this big car and all that roof. And we're going to see all these pretty sights and stuff. And they got a table.
Oh, now, Joe. No,
no.
We have enough room to take them along, if it's all right with you.
Yes, all right. Shall I go get them?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Mr. Beaumont, Mr. Fowler, come on. You can go, too. Come on. Come on.
That's funny. They're all packed.
Yes, isn't that a coincidence?
This is really very neighborly of you.
Yes, it is.
Very kind.
Well, we're glad to have you. Well, are we all ready?
No, not until these two guys give me 50 cents apiece.
For what?
For acting like I'm going to miss them so we can take them along with us.
Gentlemen, when I returned home from the Army, the greatest honor I received was you allowing me to come into your homes each Tuesday night. I hope I haven't said or done anything to offend anyone, and if I have, I really didn't mean to. We're proud, too, that you permitted your children to listen to our show. When we return next fall, with the help of Edna Skelton Brzezegi and her writing staff, Benny Friedman, John Murray, Henry Staff, and Jack Stanley, we'll continue to respect the dignity of your home that you have so graciously welcomed us into, by trying our best to write and present clean, wholesome entertainment. And be sure and listen next week to An Hour with Romberg. May I thank you again for your kindness and say goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
That season finale episode originally aired on June 4th, 1946. It returned that fall and continued to air on radio into the early 1950s. Skelton would add television in 1951 and air there for a couple of decades. You heard Red mention his head writer, Edna Skelton Brzezegi. Well, she had married Red when they were both still teenagers, and even though they divorced, she continued to work as his head writer and manager. Edna's second husband was multiple Oscar-winning motion picture director Frank Brzezegi. That marriage also ended in divorce. Her third and last husband was Leon George Pound, who she married in 1963. Edna, who never had any children, passed away in 1982 at age 67. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, Dana Andrews stars in the Cold War thriller I Was a Communist for the FBI. It begins right after this.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear intense parables about the law of unintended consequences. Our innate call to adventure and first contact with the unknown in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection of great radio science fiction.
People of the other ship, I'd like to say the appropriate things about this first contact of two dissimilar civilized races and of my hopes that a friendly intercourse between the two peoples will result.
People of that ship, what you say is all very well, but is there any way for us to let each other go home alive?
Listen to the stories of Robert Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, and more in vintage episodes of series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+.
Are you out of your mind? You're taking a man's life.
I'm giving him life. Donovan would die anyway. But for a while, at least, Donovan's brain will live.
Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77.
No, my friends. It is not fear that makes me ask the questions, whence and where. It is not even hope. It is wonder.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
As we become more and more cashless as a society, small business owners know how important it is to accept credit cards and online payments. And that's exactly what Calgary-based HealthSim does to help your business accept payments. Nick Beek is founder and CEO of HealthSim.
We offer great payments
at, you know, lower rates than what people are used to, with great customer service behind it. And that's really the magic formula to what merchants are looking for. Every business, anything from a plumber to a chiropractor to a wholesaler and everything in between, they get to a point where they go, I need to accept credit cards. We give them the tools that they need, but then we also have that nice customer service and lower rates that they want.
And Helsim, which is spelled H-E-L-C-I-M, is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking for you. Start your career in the tech sector at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. The lead in this upcoming recorded and syndicated Cold War series was a prominent motion picture leading man. His first big screen work was in a supporting role in the 1940 Western Lucky Cisco Kid. That same year, Dana Andrews had a role in the Gary Cooper Walter Brennan picture, The Westerner. Then over the next 5 years, he delivered acclaimed performances in The Oxbow Incident, Laura, State Fair, A Walk in the Sun, and the Best Picture winner, The Best Years of Our Lives. Here he is doing the radio thing, in a broadcast from June 18, 1952.
I was a communist for the FBI. Starring Dana Andrews in an exciting tale of danger and espionage, I was a communist for the FBI. Many of the incidents in the story you are about to hear are based on the actual records and authentic experiences of Matt Savetic, who for 9 fantastic years lived as a communist for the FBI. Here is our star, Dana Andrews, as Matt Savetic.
I was in it for 9 long years, a member of the party. I lived with communists, worked with them, watched them. I learned their methods, their tricks, their plans, and their weaknesses. This is my story, the story of my life as a communist for the FBI. There's no 8-hour day for an undercover man, no 40-hour week. The working day is 24 hours. The week is 7 days long. It's not a job, it's a way of life, a tough way, and a dangerous one. You've got to be ready for anything, anytime. Play it tight, and you play it smart, or you're out of the game. And there's only one way out, the hard way. Whenever possible, you plan your schedule to contact the FBI. But they don't have a schedule, of course, so you never know when or how.
Taxi, mister?
No, thanks. I'm not going far.
Taxi's better than walking, though, Mr. Fisher.
Oh? Did you say Fisher?
Yeah. I was sure I recognized you, Mr. Fisher. Some buddies of mine are friends of yours. How about a ride?
Okay. I guess a taxi will save time.
Sure. Time and shoe leather. My name's Davis. Transferred last week from the FBI office in Chicago.
I see. Who are some of your buddies, Mr. Davis?
Richards, Spaulding, Blake. Barkley's the district inspector here. And...
okay, that's good enough. I was just checking.
Smart idea. You never know.
What's up, Davis?
Got a job for you, Matt. Maybe a rough one.
What kind of a job?
What's that meeting you told us about? The one for that big shot from the West Coast?
Yeah, Lazzo Corini.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the national coordinators. The meeting's Thursday evening. There'll be cell chairmen here from 10 states.
So there'll be names named, people, places, plans, so on. Matt, we've got to have all that verbatim.
Verbatim?
Yeah, a dictograph.
Dictograph? What about that new radio gimmick? That miniature transmitter.
You can't always be sure of it, Matt. We might hit a static problem, miss half the meeting. Now, here's what we want. Between now and Thursday evening, plant a microphone and wire the meeting hall.
That's all?
Yeah, I know. We're not giving you much time, but the job's got to be done, Matt. Go to it.
There it was. Wire the hall. It sounded simple, but I knew it was going to be one of the toughest jobs I'd ever done for the FBI. The party offices were on the same floor as the hall, and they'd be in use all week. Davis gave me 2 button microphones, 500 feet of bell wire, and his best wishes.
It was all up to me. At 7 o'clock that evening, the cell leaders met to discuss the plans for the big meeting. I was present at the table. I had a plan of my own.
All right, comrades. Now, we're pretty well lined up on how to handle these delegates from out of town. I don't think there'll be more than 85. You agree, Comrade Mapes?
Carl Jones was cell chairman at the time.
Definitely, Comrade Jones. 85 is more than safe.
Greta Mapes, the local secretary, a transfer from Kansas City.
Then we'll plan accordingly. Now, is there anything else we have to work out?
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about security measures. This meeting is big. Agents' names will be mentioned. Our future plans will be discussed. The FBI would love to get in on it.
True enough. But unless there's been some new development, I don't see why...
There has been a new development. Take a look.
What is it?
A piece of wire. Where did you get it, Comrade Svetik?
In the corridor, a few feet from the door of the hall.
Oh, my goodness.
It was caught between the edge of the rug and the baseboard. I saw it by sheer accident.
It's mic wire, all right. I'll bet on it.
And I'd say there's only one answer. The FBI has got in somehow.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Comrade Svetik, I'd like you to follow this up.
All right, comrade.
Go over the hall with a fine-tooth comb. Your job is to find that microphone. Go to it.
I'd played an outside chance, tried an approach right in the open, and it had worked. My orders from the FBI were to wire the hall, and my job for the commies was to find the FBI's wire, the same wire I was going to install myself. With a little luck, I might combine the two jobs. But luck was just what I didn't have.
Morning, Comrade Svetik.
Oh, Comrade Etheridge. What are you doing here?
Well, you don't act very glad to see me, Matt.
No, it's not that, Ben. I'm surprised, that's all. Comrade Jones said I'd have the hall to myself today to look for that FBI wiring job.
Yeah, I know. I've been assigned to help you. You know, Matt, there's only one way the FBI could have wired this place.
How's that?
By having an agent planted in the cell.
Yeah. I thought of the same thing, Ben. I've been keeping my eyes open.
Any results?
No. Not yet, at least. Well, let's get to work.
Any time.
We'll start at one corner of the hall and go over it in a square yard at a time. Mm-hmm. Floor, walls, ceiling, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben, let's go to work. Well, my bright idea was knocked right in the head. I'd planned to make the installation during my supposed search. But now, with Comrade Ben Etheridge breathing down my neck, I didn't have a chance. All I could do was go through the motions and try to figure some other angle. It was 4 p.m. when we finished our shakedown of the hall.
Well, I guess that's everything, Matt.
There ought to be another screwdriver.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Well, what do you think?
You tell me. We covered every square foot and didn't find anything. I'd say the hall's clean.
What about that piece of mic wire, Matt?
I don't know. It got into the hall some way, but the FBI hasn't planted any microphone in here. I'll swear to it.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Matt.
My word for it? Look, Ben, were you assigned to help me or watch me?
Well, Chairman thought you kind of jumped at the job. A little of both, I guess.
So now, added to everything else, the chairman was suspicious. I'd wasted a day, and there was less than 2 more days to go. Dozens of names would be mentioned at the meeting, plans discussed, information the FBI needed badly. That hall had to be wired some way.
Richard speaking.
Fisher here. Bob Fisher.
Check.
Listen, that wire job's not going so good.
It's got to go. Washington really wants this one.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've got wax impressions of a couple of door keys. Took them right under my helper's nose this afternoon. How long will it take to get duplicates made?
30 minutes. What are they for?
The meeting hall and the alley door of the building. I'm going to slip in late tonight and string that wire. Look, I'm calling from the phone booth in the Gavin Hotel lobby. I leave the key impressions behind the coin box.
Check. We'll pick them up in 10 minutes. Where do you want the keys delivered?
Leave them behind the cushions in the next to last booth in the hotel coffee shop. Anytime before 9.
Right. Watch yourself, boy.
You know it.
Good luck.
The keys were there when I went in at 9 o'clock that evening. I slipped them into my pocket, ordered and ate slowly, while I read a couple of papers. Timing was the one important thing. I knew that between 10:45 and 10:48, the watchman would be punching the clock on the 7th floor at the far end of the hall. And during those 3 minutes, I had to get in that alley door. The time was 10:47 when I slipped my key into the lock of the alley door. I closed the door behind me, hurried along the corridor, and began climbing the service stairs. I was almost to the 3rd floor when the switch was thrown up above me, and I heard the elevator coming down the shaft. I froze on the dark stairway and waited. Good. The night watchman was back on the 1st floor again, and the coast was clear. I climbed the few remaining steps, hurried along the 3rd floor corridor, and fitted my 2nd key in the lock of the meeting hall. Inside, I took the microphone buttons and the wire from my coat pocket and went to work. In 20 minutes, the job was done, inside the hall, that is. But the final connection in the shaft meant a few ticklish minutes swinging on an iron ladder over empty space. I used my knife blade to spring the catch on the shaft door, and I slid it open, stepped in on the ladder, and closed the door. I could see the top of the elevator 3 stories below me, and the height made me sick and dizzy. I worked quickly and had just finished the connection when the elevator started up. There was no space in the shaft for me and the elevator. No time to get out the door. I did the only thing I could. As the elevator reached me, I stepped onto the top and clung to the cable. We kept going up. 6th floor. 7th. I could see the spinning drums winding the cable above me. Coming closer and closer. 8th floor. 1 more to go. The drums were right over my head. I threw myself flat on the top of the elevator. Prayed. When we stopped, I had barely 18 inches clearance. When the watchman closed the doors and started back down the shaft, I clung to the iron ladder and stayed there until he reached the main floor. Then I fumbled at the catch on the shaft door, slid it open, and stepped out onto the 9th floor.
Okay, Matt. Don't move.
Ben, what are you doing here?
Waiting for an FBI stool pigeon. For you, Matt.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Get your hands up. This gun is loaded, Matt. 1 move and so help me, I'll kill you.
You're listening to I Was a Communist for the FBI. We'll be back with more right after this break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wi-Fi networks available, that's called density, and density can result in interference and poor performance. So if you've got competing Wi-Fi networks around your restaurant, office, or business, TP-Link has a solution called Omada SDN. The SDN stands for Software-Defined Networking. And one of the big benefits of this Wi-Fi network is its strength in high-density locations. Omada comes with dedicated antennas, auto-channel selection, and power adjustment. Plus, the network is fully scalable, meaning you can make your network as big or as small as you like. Plus, you can manage it from anywhere through the cloud with one easy interface. Give your business the advantage it needs with reliable Wi-Fi. Check out Omada SDN at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com for Omada SDN.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. And now let's get back to Dana Andrews in I Was a Communist for the FBI.
I stood there in the dim corridor in front of the elevator, staring at the gun in Ben's hand. One move and he'd kill me, he'd said, and I knew he would. Ben impressed people as being good-natured and easygoing, but underneath, he was a fanatic. I knew that, and I knew he meant what he'd said.
Matt, what are you doing here this time of night?
I'm just looking around, Ben. Checking up on things.
What things? What were you doing in the elevator shaft?
Look, comrade, maybe I've got a couple of questions of my own. What's your reason for being here?
A hunch, Matt. I got to thinking. So I came over, had the night watchman let me in.
I don't follow you. Got to thinking. What?
How it'd be a smart idea for an FBI agent planted in the party to search the hall with a witness and then come back and put in a microphone after the search.
I'm afraid that's pretty weak, Ben.
Weak?
Yeah. I think we'd better talk to the chairman.
I'm way ahead of you, Matt. We're going downstairs to the party office. I'm going to phone him and have him come right over.
Okay.
And don't forget, Matt, the gun's still loaded. Let's go.
Comrade Etheridge snapped on the lights in the party office and called Chairman Jones and told him what had happened. Then we sat and waited for Jones to arrive. I kept trying to think of some way out. One fortunate thing, I'd hidden the keys, the extra wire, and my tools on top of a girder in the elevator shaft. I was clean, and that was some advantage, but not much.
Well, you made a quick trip.
Sounded as though the situation called for it. Well, Comrade Svedek, it seems we've been mistaken about you.
That depends on what you mean by mistaken.
Shut up! Get up, Svedek. How long have you been working for the FBI?
I haven't been, Comrade. That's your mistake.
Mistake? Comrade Etheridge caught you right in the act tonight.
There are a couple of ways of looking at that. Look, Comrade Jones, you're the one in charge here, aren't you?
Of course.
Then why is Ben holding the gun?
Well, I wasn't trying to take over any authority. Here you are.
Thanks. Feel better now, Svedek?
Yes, it was making me nervous having a gun pointed at me by an FBI agent.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Ben, you claimed you came here tonight because you suspected me of planting a microphone in the hall. All right, where's the mic?
Well, I didn't have any chance to look for it, you know that.
But the mic was there this afternoon, Ben. Why didn't you find it then?
Huh?
What are you driving at, Svedek?
One of the sections of the hall Ben searched included the electric outlets next to the radiators. Did you take the cover plates off those outlets, Ben?
Well, no. They hadn't been tampered with, and it...
One of them had. It's got a button mic planted in it.
What are you talking...
The wire runs behind the baseboard. I saw it this afternoon. How come you didn't?
Well, there wasn't any wire. There couldn't have been.
I don't see how you could have missed it. That's why I didn't say anything this afternoon, and that's why I came back tonight.
Wait a minute, Svedek. Maybe you wired the place tonight before Ben caught you.
How? As you said, Ben caught me. Search me now. I don't have any wire or tools. The hall is locked. I don't have a key to it.
That's another thing, Svedek. How did you get into the building?
Ask the watchman. Watchman, that's a joke.
What do you mean?
The front door of the building was unlocked tonight, and the watchman was asleep in the lobby. I walked right in past him, and he didn't even move. Security. A microphone planted in the hall, and my so-called helper didn't even see it.
Now, take it easy, comrade.
All right, so I'm mad, and I've got a right to be. The party's the biggest thing in my life. I'm giving my life to it. And when things happen like they have today, a helper who's either too stupid or too crooked to see a microphone when he stumbles over it, and a so-called watchman who goes off to sleep and leaves the door of the building wide open, of course I'm mad. Well, it worked. Temporarily, at least, I was off the hook as far as my party membership was concerned. But the last chance of getting that hall wired had gone right out the window. Davis, the FBI agent, agreed when I told him the story the next morning.
You went at it the right way, Matt. There's no question about that. You just had a run of bad luck, that's all.
Look, Davis, I've been thinking about this most of the night. I've got a halfway idea. It may sound crazy, but...
Well, let's have it. I haven't even got a halfway one.
Well, Richards was telling me a couple of months ago about that new miniature shortwave transmitter.
Yeah, but we only use that as a last resort, Matt.
This is a last resort. How big are they?
Oh, about the size of a couple of packs of cigarettes. What do you got in mind?
It has a built-in mic, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, it's a complete unit. You just switch it on and it's good for about 20 hours of continuous transmitting. Life of the batteries.
Davis, suppose one of those transmitters were planted in the hall. Could you pick it up?
Sure. They've got a radius of about 6 blocks. We could park a truck on the street as a mobile receiving unit. But can you do it, Matt?
With a little luck, I think I can. I arrived at the hall at 5 p.m, and I noticed that several baskets of flowers sent by the front organizations had already been delivered and placed on the speaker's table. The basket from my own group, the Pan-Slav Congress, wasn't there yet. Good. So far, the plan was working.
Matt.
Huh? Oh, hello, Ben.
I shouldn't have jumped at conclusions last night, Matt. When I found you here in the building, well, I thought sure...
Oh, forget it. I was pretty rough on you, as far as that's concerned.
No, I just followed up. I don't know how I could have missed that mic.
It's a matter of training. I remembered later that you said you'd never had...
Matt!
Yeah, Carl?
There's some guy here from the garden florist. Says he's got a flower order for you.
Oh, yeah. It's the bouquet for the speaker's table for the Pan-Slav Congress. I'll take care of it. Thanks.
You the fellow that ordered the flowers?
That's right. Thanks.
Just sign here, please.
All right.
The transmitter's in the basket. It's already turned on.
Fine.
Good luck.
Thanks, Richard. There you are.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Well, now, you went pretty elaborate on it, didn't you, Matt?
4 dozen roses. Comrade Carini is an important man, Greta. Only the best.
Mmm, they smell wonderful. Those must have been specially selected.
That's right. They were. Well, the transmitter was in the meeting hall and right on the speaker's table. It was already turned on, Richard said. And parked down the block somewhere was a panel delivery truck with a tape recorder and a pair of stenographers with headphones, taking down every word. My job was over. There was nothing to do but wait.
Now, Matt, is that microphone you found still hooked up?
Yeah, Comrade Jones decided we wouldn't disconnect it until just before the meeting. That way, the FBI wouldn't try to plant another one.
Good idea. Catch them flat-footed. Wonder how they got in to install it.
Well, with that watchman not paying attention to his... Oh, this must be Comrade Carini.
I guess so. Carl's bringing him over.
Comrade Carini, Comrade Svedek.
Comrade.
Comrade.
And Comrade Etheridge.
What is this?
Why, they're flowers sent by the various organizations in honor of...
I am sorry.
What?
The honor I appreciate. But the flowers must go. I have the allergy, you understand. The hay fever. I am unable to...
Oh, I'm sorry, comrade. I had no idea. Well, we'll have them placed outside in the corridor.
Yeah.
Matt, would you...
Oh, yeah, sure. Ben, you grab a couple of these baskets. I'll take these at the end.
I wish to cause no offense,
oh, that's
but...
all right, comrade. It's quite all right.
Quite all right. As far as I'm concerned, it was quite all wrong. In a few minutes, the meeting would start and the FBI wouldn't be in on it. Ben and I carried the flowers out and set them along the corridor. And suddenly I decided to take one last chance. Ben's back was turned. Quickly, I reached into the flower basket, fished out the transmitter, and dropped it into my inside coat pocket.
Comrades! Comrades! Before I open this meeting, I wish to inform you that the FBI has managed to establish a beachhead in our very midst. Comrade Svedek?
Yes, comrade?
Can you take care of the matter?
Of course. There you are.
You see, comrades? A microphone.
Right here.
The FBI will be most disappointed. And now I wish to present our national coordinator from West Coast headquarters, Comrade Lazzo Corini.
I sat through the meeting while name after name was mentioned, plan after plan discussed. The transmitter sagged my coat pocket, pressed against my chest. I was conscious of it every second, and conscious, too, of what would happen if the commies knew I had it. The only thing I didn't know, was it working all right? Was the stuff going through? Was the FBI getting it? I found out around midnight when I put through a call from a public phone booth.
Richard speaking.
Fisher here, Bob Fisher.
Check. Nice work.
Everything come through all right?
Perfect. We got every word from start to finish.
Good.
One thing we couldn't figure, though. Who was beating that drum?
Drum?
Yeah. It kept up all through the meeting. Sounded like a funeral march.
Well, there wasn't any drum that I... Hey, wait a second. I had the transmitter in the inside pocket of my coat, Richards. That drum beating was my heart. I left the phone booth and walked along the street. It was after midnight, and the city had gone to bed. And I could hear my footsteps echoing against the dark fronts of the buildings. An hour before, I sat in a hall with 100 people, supposedly my friends, my comrades. And now I'm alone. But I was alone then, too. Because they aren't my comrades. And I have no friends. That's how it is with me. I'm a communist for the FBI. I walk alone. This is Dana Andrews with a word about the story you just heard. In this story, as in all those we bring you, names, dates, places, and events have been changed to protect innocent persons. But nonetheless, many of these stories are based on actual fact, on true incidents, as experienced and reported by Matt Svedek during his 9 fantastic years as an undercover man for the FBI. Next week, another exciting adventure from Matt Savetic's official records. Join us, won't you?
Tightwire, an episode from June 18, 1952. I Was a Communist for the FBI was syndicated by the Frederick W. Ziv Company, who also distributed the Jackson Beckus Philo Vance radio detective program. Sometimes dubbed the father of syndicated television, over there Ziv produced the following series among others: the comedy Meet Corliss Archer, the science fiction theater, Highway Patrol, and the Western Bat Masterson, which brings me to our question. Can you name the actor who played the title role on TV's Bat Masterson? I'll have the answer then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs.
How she set me free.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know.
Order 75 number one country hits today at MusicRewinds.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL77.
I keep the ends out for the pilot fly, because you're mine. I walk the line.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone.
Get 75 number one country hits for the amazingly low price of $19.98 and enjoy recordings by Eddie Arnold, Carl Smith, Hank Thompson, Red Foley, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002 and use promo code SPECIAL77 to save on shipping.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you want somebody to talk with you. Anything that makes you happy, I want to do. Oh, darling, let
hurry.
Me
call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember, promo code SPECIAL77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the television western Bat Masterson, based on a real-life Wild West gambler and lawman, is played by Gene Barry. Prior to that role, Barry, whose birth name was Eugene Class, had starred in the 1953 big-screen version of War of the Worlds, and his final film role was as the grandfather in Steven Spielberg's 2005 remake of that H.G. Wells classic. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.